about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
There is one more thing. The network has received quite a few angry phone calls from older viewers about our theme song.
Really? I think our theme song's zazzy.
Unfortunately, elderly people who complain about things are our key demographic. We're gonna need a new theme song.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Welcome.
Hi.
Where are you coming from?
Los Angeles.
L.A. Yeah, I used to live there. I had so much fun with so many people. I almost died.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something. Between you and I, this building is filled with some dumb people.
I don't even know what to do. I can't get another job. I don't have a resume.
A resume?
I don't speak Spanish. What?
And now.
Wonderful news, everyone. Kevin has been indicted for serial arson.
Our feature presentation.
I don't think that's necessary,
but it's likely.
Yeah. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday morning, the 19th of July.
Did you just grow out of your love of fire?
Oh, no.
You still get the, no, still get still the itch sometimes?
Oh, yeah. I still love it.
It's more controlled now.
Sure.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
You're less in situations where there's anything you can burn now, right? Because mostly you'd be burning your own stuff down at this point if you start lighting fires.
Fires are pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
So,
when was the last time you lit a fire, and for what reason, Kevin?
I don't remember the last time I lit a fire.
Fourth of July, maybe?
No, I didn't this
really?
Time. And I was really bummed.
Wow.
Yeah, I was truly bummed.
Are you telling me that you didn't even do any fireworks?
Right.
What? Yeah, I don't even know you anymore.
Same. We went someplace else for the 4th of July instead, and I couldn't really, put on my usual show.
But that's good times. I mean, that's really good times. Ever since we got, raided by the Sheriff's Department. But other than that,
yeah,
that was good times.
I just wonder if sometimes you're just you're driving down the road and you just look over and see a big old field next to the highway and you get that little firebug urge again. Oh, do I have anything in the trunk I can set on fire?
I don't really drive around looking for things to set on fire.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying you do. You make it sound like a sociopath.
Right. Well,
that's fairly accurate.
I'm not saying that building looks old and dry.
I'm not saying that's what you're trying to do, but I'm just saying it occurs to you as you're driving by, like a nice piece of grass. You go, oh, that would really, that burn, man.
No, being saying that because when I was younger, I lit an entire field on fire.
Sure.
Right. And I mean, it was probably 3 acres. It was huge. So I don't know how we got on this topic, but
yeah,
because the intro was talking about serial arson.
Ah, yeah, exactly.
All right, we do have a big show today, and I have two interesting stories to get us started here. Both of them involve people entering either their home or a room in their home and finding a stranger in their house. And it's been a while since we've done this phone topic. I think we may have to revisit this after you hear these stories. You come home and there's somebody in your house that you don't know. Appleton, Wisconsin called to the 200 block of South Memorial Drive for a report of a naked man sleeping in the victim's bed. So this guy comes home and there's not only a person in his house, but the person is naked in his house and the person is in his bed.
Yeah, there's something about them being in your bed that makes it so much worse.
God.
So much worse. Yeah.
Right there, you need to burn it down.
Yeah, for sure.
I think so.
Right? If you are breaking into somebody's house, even if your plan is not to steal anything, but just I'm homeless, I'm out on the street, I got no place to sleep, how great would it be to be in a real bed? Do you get naked or don't you think, well, at some point I may have to get up and run? Wouldn't you keep your clothes on?
I feel like a lot of times you approach these stories with logic.
Yeah.
And most times some alcohol may be involved.
Well, in this case, it was meth.
Meth.
The man who was arrested, Bradley T. Braxton of Oshkosh, Wisconsin, did confess to recent meth use. However, he denied that the marijuana that was found with him was his. So he's really splitting hairs there. Oh, the meth? Kidding. Yeah, I did the meth. Oh, that pot's not mine.
I don't do marijuana.
Let's not get crazy.
Officers also discovered that the man had drank the victim's whiskey and had eaten some blueberry muffins while he was in the house.
Why not?
Right? So
they're there.
They're there. No one else is eating them.
little eating, little drinking.
Sure.
Then, hey, why not a nap?
Sure.
So he was arrested, booked, and is charged with burglary, damage to property, disorderly conduct, and possession of marijuana, and faces bail. All right.
Being in someone else's bed should also be a crime.
It really should. Right at the top of the list.
So that's Appleton, Wisconsin. Now here's one in Glenoma, which is in Lewis County, which is a far Seattle, Washington suburb. Here's a homeowner. This one's even a little scarier because this homeowner is home. He doesn't come home to find somebody in his house.
Oh,
he's
no.
already home, and he wakes up, walks into his kitchen, and finds a stranger sitting at the table, calmly eating a bowl of cereal.
What cereal?
It doesn't say here.
It's a great question, though, Kevin.
Right?
Yeah.
Why is it justifiable if it's Lucky Charms?
If it's Lucky Charms, you should be forgiven.
If he's eating whatever that dirt gravel is that you eat.
Right.
I love grape nuts.
It's disgusting.
How dare
it's
you?
It's gravel in
it
a bowl.
It is gravel.
What do you do? Kevin, let's be you for
gravel
a minute.
Gravel stealing should be a felony as well.
Agreed.
What do you do if this is you? If you're this homeowner and you wake up this morning and walked into your kitchen, and there was a guy sitting at the table eating a cereal.
Probably a front round kick to the head.
You would attack him?
No, I'm just kidding. Like, I could do that.
Would you scream at him, "You don't eat my cereal"?
Probably.
Probably, yes. It would be a perfect opportunity for that.
I don't know. I feel like if I was surprised by it, I would just say, "You need to go right now."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And start reaching for the phone.
For some reason, it's disarming if they're just in there eating cereal. Like, he's not, like, looking through cat. Like, he's not freaking out.
Right,
he's
and
just
he's not standing there with
eating...
a gun pointed at you. Like, it's not a threatening situation immediately.
But
right?
you don't eat my cereal.
True.
Right. Well, the man eating the cereal jumped up and tried to flee. The homeowner was having none of it, by the way, and chased the man out of the house and down the street.
See, I don't think I go that far.
I don't understand. Look,
Once
he's out of the house, I would feel like you go, man, bullet dodged, right? Like, now I'm not in danger. The homeowner, by the way, was 69 years old. He grabbed a rifle and ran after the cereal eater and ended up chasing him all the way down the street, had somebody else in the house call 911 and bring him a hog tie. And he tied this guy up on the side of the road.
Holy crap.
And I saw a picture of the dude laying on the side of the road as they were waiting for the police to arrive.
Chip, you have a theory on why he chased him?
The dude didn't rinse the bowl.
He didn't rinse the bowl.
Oh, yeah, that could be it. Yeah.
He deserved
She's
right.
I've had those roommates.
But he was still eating the cereal. He was in the middle of his breakfast. Huh. He wasn't done yet.
Right. So, but still, he left it. Wait, and it was sitting there. He didn't clean the bowl.
He chased him, had someone, he caught him, then had whoever called 911 bring hog tie.
Yes, that's
right. That's amazing.
Yeah, 69 years old, by the way. This will not surprise you that the suspect later identified as a 52-year-old transient from Tampa, Florida.
Ah, yes. There it is.
Was arrested and charged with burglarizing one bowl of cereal, by the way. He had Yes.
That's a charge?
Well, no. The charge is burglary, but what did he steal? He stole a bowl of cereal. Nothing else. He had just arrived from Florida a few hours earlier, by the way, and just couldn't get out of being a Floridian, could he? He just couldn't stop himself.
He didn't put that behind him.
But there's a lot of surprises in that story. The initial seeing the guy at the table is a surprise.
Right.
And then the fact that the 69-year-old chased him and hogtied the dude. I didn't see that coming either. So there you go. So good time. So look carefully when you get up this morning to make sure you're alone in your house.
That's a good tip. Unless you have a family, and then they should be there, right? Let's talk about today's Kevin DeBicho, shall we?
Oh, here's a gathering I want no part of.
Now, I know that yesterday we said we were going to talk to Zachary Levi. Or
Monday.
The day before.
Yeah.
I know that we said that.
Right.
We were lying that day.
Well, not intentionally. We expected him on the phone.
But it didn't happen. We're going to have him on today.
Right? Sure.
Is what I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that it's going to happen.
Okay, Kevin.
That's alleged.
Right. We have Mama Muggs on the program today.
She's
the most negative Dodgers fan ever.
She is.
How can she possibly be negative now?
Give her a shot.
I mean,
she'll find a way.
They've just won their 10th in a row last night, you guys. Clayton Kershaw won his 15th game of the season, another shutout by the Dodgers. They're the best team in baseball. I don't know what there is to complain about, but I'm certain that Mama Muggs will find something.
Speaking of Mama Muggs, her son, Muggs, was at the Mayweather-McGregor press conference.
Oh.
And it's It isn't his best work.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, if you compare this to other Muggs interviews, it's possible that this doesn't hold up.
Does it need to be on the air?
I mean, I think so.
Okay.
I think we need to roll around in it a bit. Did you know that OJ has a parole hearing tomorrow?
Yeah.
It's going to be on ESPN.
Crazy. It is?
Live.
Oh, they're
showing it live.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think the defense is going to be he rushed for 2,000 yards?
I mean, it should enter.
Yeah. That's what I would use.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday, so we got the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. We also have a spot to play poker with me at K-Rock's Guys Night Out at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino. And we've got your tickets for Atomic Blonde. Ralph has those for an event screening of that movie. And we've got your passes for Comic-Con as well. So that's coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the show. LA NOC's Alternative Rock. This is the world-famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
What about Ralph Garman and our first look at the showbiz beat here on a Wednesday morning? What about that?
I'm in?
Yes.
I don't know how to answer that question.
Let me tell you what. That's legendary, my boy.
Legendary. Mm-hmm. Hey, Ralph.
Hey, what's up?
You tell me, man.
I'm going to give away some passes right now to a little movie that I like to call Atomic Blonde. Yeah!
Why do you like to call it that, Ralph?
Well, it's just when I see it, it's just it pops into my head.
Interesting.
When I look at the billboards,
uh-huh.
I just say, Atomic Blonde. That movie should be called Atomic Blonde.
Just looks like an Atomic Blonde.
Yes.
Those words are on the billboards.
Oh, that would explain it then when it pops into my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so susceptible that way.
I can't wait for this.
Yeah, it looks terrific. We're doing a special K-Rock advanced screening on July 25th at Pacific's The Grove Theater. Stars Charlize Theron, of course, James McAvoy, Sophia Boutella. Boy, this movie looks awesome. 5 winners will get in to see our special advanced screening of Atomic Blonde, if you can answer a little trivia question. Of course, it's been well documented. I have a long personal relationship with Charlize Theron. But professionally, we only intersected once when we finally gave Hollywood what they wanted and co-starred in a film together. If you know the film that Charlize Theron and I co-starred in, could you call now, please, 1-800-520-1067.
You said
finally, the professional side of our lives coincided with the personal relationship we've had for many years. We were able to work together in only one film project.
So far.
It was our first project together, but it went so well, we'll probably do it again.
Who were all the
people? A lot of people are demanding.
You say a lot of people.
A lot of people are demanding.
How many?
How
many people are demanding
it? How many people went to see this movie that Charlize and I co-starred in?
Because it was a
many people.
Okay. My friend Jim did.
Jim went?
Oh, yeah. Jim loved it. He said it was the best movie he'd ever seen.
Yeah.
There you go. So name the movie that Charlize and I were in together. And
both of your names were above the title, Ralph? Do you remember?
I do it for the art. I don't look at posters and go, "Oh, where's my name on in terms of where the title is?
Okay.
Where is it above or below?" I don't worry about those details. It's not about money and fame and positioning on posters, Bean. It's about work.
It's about the art.
It's about doing the job.
Yeah. Right? I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
So frustrating.
Sorry.
And you have to deal with some people who don't.
By the way, the K-Rock phones just died, as they are wont to do.
Oh, good.
Whenever we hope to use them.
Oh, that's great.
Excellent.
Well, maybe we'll give these passes away. Maybe we won't.
That happens about once a week here at good old K-Rock.
Maybe I'll keep them all to myself. We'll have to wait and see.
They may be working. I think just part of... Yeah, the call screener went down. But I think they're working. And I think
the phones are working.
We're going to be able to give away the tickets.
They're back.
Okay. Paramount Television has picked up the rights to a web series called Stupid Idiots, about two people who managed to keep their jobs despite being very, very stupid.
Don't look at us like that.
The previous title of Kevin and Bean apparently was already taken, so now they're calling it Stupid Idiots.
Come on.
Stephanie Koenig, who wrote and starred in the internet version of the series, will also be starring and writing for the TV version as well. No mail yet. No word yet on the male co-star for the series. I don't think they're going to use the same guy that they used in the web series. But if you've never seen the web series, it's very funny. And I think this could make a very funny TV show as well. So, congratulations to all involved. And Kevin, have your agent call.
Thanks.
I'm telling you. I think maybe maybe a slot for you available over there. Black China says now that she's a full-time single mom, she's got to get back to work. Leaving many people to ask, what is it exactly you do for work, Black China?
That's a great question.
Before we knew her boning everybody. Does anybody know what she did or does?
Mm-mm. No.
I think boning.
She's a boner?
I think that's her. That's her gig.
Professional boner?
Yeah.
Well, all I know is she was back to work at the Ace of Diamonds. That's a gentleman's club.
I was going to say, sounds like a strip club.
It is. Okay. It is. She's a gentleman's club in West Hollywood on Monday night. She packed the place with fans, they say. She made it rain for some of the girls, got some lap dances, and made $10,000 for her trouble.
Oh, my God.
For showing up.
Wow.
I guess that's what she does for a living. She shows up.
Wow.
For a few hours, she got 10 grand.
Got some lap dances and 10 grand. I could do that every day.
Right.
Thank you.
You heard it here first, folks. Right. To all you people who own strip clubs.
Let us know.
Allie McKay,
let me get some lap dances. I'll make it rain and just pay
she
me.
She is open for spokesperson positions.
Thank you,
At your facility.
So Blac Chyna made 10 grand for that night there. She didn't have to get naked, right?
No,
she was just hosting.
She was the celebrity spokesperson of the club for the evening.
Wow.
But I don't know what she did or does before any... Before
Nor do I.
Same. Her getting knocked up by a Kardashian. I don't know anything about that. Let's see if anyone has the answer to the trivia question, of course, was Charlize Theron and Ralph Garman have a long personal relationship. That's been well documented in the press.
That's false.
But what's the first time they ever worked together professionally in a motion picture? What was the name of that motion picture that they co-starred in? I think David in Ontario may know the answer. David, what's the film that Ralph Garman and Charlize Theron appeared in together?
A Million Ways to Die in the West.
A Million Ways to Die in the West. That's absolutely correct. There were some other people in too, I think. I can't really remember. Most people just remember Charlize. Oh, wait, it's Seth MacFarlane.
Seth MacFarlane
also.
Yeah.
I think he
Neil Patrick Harris, perhaps, was in the film
as
well.
He shows up at some point also, I think, yeah.
Justin Long. I think there were a lot of good people in it, right?
Justin Long.
Was he not in it? It was a good guess. I thought it was a good guess.
You were doing so well there.
Well, like, I didn't see it. I thought I was doing pretty well coming up with the names I did come up with.
Yeah. Also, congratulations to Mike and Jose and Raphael and Leo. They are also all winners and going to go see Atomic Blonde at our special K-Rock Advanced screening.
Was it tough keeping it professional when you're on set with Charlize because of the intense sexual attraction you have to one another, Ralph?
Look, again, Bean, your questions are a little insulting because we're both professionals.
Okay.
And we show up on set and we know our lines, we've done our work, and we're there just to get the work done.
It's not just sheer magnetism. I thought it would just be tough to
see. Well, we're adults. We can control that for after hours in the trailer. We don't need to worry about it on the set.
All right. Fair enough.
Oh, man. The press, right?
Right? Fake news.
Oh, God. They just come at you.
They won't get out of your business.
It's exhausting. Today's celebrity birthdays. Anthony Edwards is 55 years old today. Benedict Cumberbatch turns 41. Jared Padalecki, he's 35 years old today. And UFC fighter John Jones is 30 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, Bear Mug.
What up, guys? How you doing?
What's this tape we're going to hear?
Magic.
Explain where you were.
I went to the Mayweather versus McGregor press conference, the first one on the world tour last week. Mm-hmm. And that was at Staples Center. And about 20,000 people showed up. It looked like a Kings game inside. It was insane.
This one where one of them was late or the one where they both got really racist?
Both.
Homophobic.
All of them. Both. Yeah.
Okay, good.
All right, let me say this, because we were on vacation when this farce began. It's a world tour. How many stops are they going around the world?
They did four last week. It started in L.A., then they went Toronto, then after Toronto they went New York, and then they ended in London.
Okay. Huh. And this is where they pretend that they hate each other
But they do, Bean. Come on. They really hate each other.
It's just... Everything about this is so distasteful. And Kevin, I know you...
You hear these interviews.
Okay. I'm not taking any away from Muggs' interview. I haven't heard him, but I'm sure they're great. We're going to get right to him. But I just have to say this because we didn't get a chance to talk about this. We were on vacation when this thing was happening. Kevin, you're going to get the fight. You said that.
Have to.
Because it's a freak show, right?
Yeah. You know what? Also, McGregor actually has the capability to knock somebody out with one punch. Now, will he do that? Most people say no, that he won't be able to get a good punch.
No one has ever been able to get a punch off on a professional boxer like Floyd Mayweather.
Right. And that's what they said about Jose Aldo as well. And boom. Right?
How much interest did you have in this press tour?
I love the spectacle
of smack talking.
I love the spectacle of it because I think Conor McGregor is the best smack talker alive. So Muggs is down there, and he's going to do some interviews. And for some reason, Muggs thought in his mind, because there's a statue of Oscar De La Hoya right there, mm-hmm. that he would be able to tie that into his intro, which he had some problem with.
Ladies and gentlemen, what's up, party people? Beer Mug here at Staples Center. And behind me stands one of the greatest. What's up, Beer Mug? What's up, Beer Mug? I just say hi to myself. Outside Staples Center here for the first day of the Mayweather versus McGregor fight tour. What's up, party people? Beer Mug here at Staples Center. And behind me, we have Oscar De La Hoya. Not fighting on August 26th, but the two men are, is the first time that the What's up, party people? Beer Mug here at Staples Center.
All right, can I just butt in and say, how do you start with, this guy is not fighting? In your mind, how does that make sense?
I don't know. I was trying to be funny, I think, and I couldn't even speak, so there was no hope for me there.
You sounded fine.
What's up, party people? Beer Mug here at Staples Center. And behind me, a statue of a great man, Mr. Oscar De La Hoya, a great boxer, who is not fighting on August 26th. But the two men are, will be the first time ever that the MMA world and boxing world collide. It's Mayweather versus McGregor, and we're here at the press conference.
All right.
Okay.
I forgot one word in sentence.
It took some time to get there, but he made it.
It's fine.
How, it was a long trip.
You said there were 20,000 fans. How much press, Muggs?
Oh, my God. Every sports media outlet that was jammed into this little room in the Staples Center. And let me tell you, I've been to many red carpets, as you guys know. Mm-hmm. Sports journalists are the craziest. Yeah. They don't care about order. They don't care where you're standing in the press line. They will cut in front of you in your spot if somebody is coming down the carpet.
Which is why this is so surprising to me that Beer Mug interviewed Conor McGregor.
Wait, what?
That's right. That's right.
What?
When there must have been 200 outlets there trying to get him, right?
Every time. So Dana White we didn't get Dana White because they had to move him. And then we were about to get Floyd, but they were walking Conor out for the whole hoopla. So they had to get him out. But the minute Conor walked in front of me, a swarm, it was like a rabid pack of animals just right behind me. But I got him.
Was he wearing his $150,000 coat at the Los Angeles appearance?
He will explain.
Oh, okay, good.
His clothing in this interview.
Conor, Floyd out there said that he would drop down in glove sizes. Do you think he'd ever do that?
Man, he's talking Floyd about the gloves. 10 ounce, 8. It was 8, then it had to be 10. I was like, then he'd do 40. Whatever, he's Floyd's Floyd, isn't he? So he started trying to say do MMA next and all. I was like, don't be saying you wouldn't do. But whatever, it was fun.
Good, man. You're obviously the fan favorite out there. I mean, judging by the crowd noise. Do you think this will do more for the sport of boxing and MMA as a whole?
Just sport in general. Combat sport. Young kids will look at this and just dream of big things. And you know what I mean? And in the media. Look, we're all eating here. Everybody's eating and everybody's busy and everybody's working and life is good. So it's a great thing for everything.
And most importantly, who designed your suit? It's fantastic.
This is David August. That's my suit tailor. This is the August McGregor line. We're coming up with our own line of suits. This is one of them. The F you suit.
Looking fresh.
Okay, first of all, it's the F you suit, right? Which I love.
Love it.
And then Beer Mug followed that up with looking fresh.
Yeah.
Mugs, by the way.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Thank you.
Right. And let's not overlook the question.
Right?
Is this going to do more for boxing or MMA or just the sport? Mugs.
Boom. That's very well
very
considered.
Good.
Walter Cronkite right here.
I don't know.
Good reference.
A great reference. Very good well reference. Done. So he got Conor McGregor, and that's it.
Doesn't matter.
So now he's going to do the outro. He's going to say goodbye from Staples Center, and he's going to do that with a different statue in front of Staples Center, Mr. Chick Hearn. And here it goes.
So there you have it, party people. That was the press conference for the hugely anticipated fight, August 26th, Mayweather versus McGregor. And it is in the great words of... So there you have it, party people. That was a press conference for a very hugely anticipated fight. That doesn't even make sense. Very and hugely. The press conference for the Mayweather versus McGregor fight. I have no focus anymore. I'm losing it. I'm just not focused.
I got news for you. You weren't focused at the beginning.
So there you have it, party people. That was a press conference for a
Come on, get the chick heard.
So there you have it, party people. That was the press conference for a hugely anticipated fight, August 26th in Las Vegas. And that would be Mayweather versus McGregor. And as this great man...
Don't do it.
I'm sorry, Carlos. That's
all right. Don't do it. Not the cello's jiggling. No.
All right, I'm going to get it this time.
I'm going to turn my hat backwards. What do you think he's going to do?
So there you have it, party people. That was a press conference for a hugely anticipated fight, August 26th in Las Vegas. Mayweather versus McGregor, the first time MMA and boxing collide. And in the words of a great man who is sitting right next to me.
Here it comes. Don't do it.
Hold on, let me find it in my phone.
Okay, here's what happens. Yes, here's what happened. He has it on his phone because he can't remember Chick Hearn's
sign-off slogan.
Sign-off, right. So now he has to start again now that he's got it written so that he can read it.
So there you have it, party people. That was the press conference for a hugely anticipated fight, August 26th in Las Vegas. Mayweather versus McGregor, the first time ever MMA and boxing collide. And in the words of this great man who is sitting right next to me,
don't do it.
This game's in the refrigerator, the door is closed, the lights are out, the eggs are cooling, the butter's getting hard, and the Jell-O's...
Oh, my God. Jiggling!
You were so close!
Oh, my God!
I think the word's jiggling.
Oh, I'm professional, baby.
This was a success.
O.J. Simpson might be a free man soon.
How do you guys feel about that?
Bad. I feel like he should have been convicted of double murder.
Sure.
So
you, as long as he's in jail, you feel in some way cosmic justice has been served, even if it's not according to going to jail for that crime.
Yeah, I would think so.
For folks who haven't been paying attention, O.J. Simpson, former football star, was convicted back in 2008 of a robbery the year before in Las Vegas. He claims he was just trying to get some of his merchandise back that had been stolen by a former manager. The jury didn't see it that way. They saw it as armed robbery, and they sentenced him to 33 years in prison, which, by the way, at the time, we thought, who gets 33 years for armed robbery? It seemed like almost that they trumped that up because they were still ticked that he had gotten off on the murder thing, right?
Yeah.
So again, fine with that.
He was eligible for parole and is eligible for parole after 9 years, and we're getting close to that. So the parole hearing is tomorrow. It's going to be televised live on ESPN and other channels, and it's been called the parole hearing of the century. O.J. Simpson, people have never lost their fascination with the juice because he was such a – it's hard to imagine now, but 25 years ago when that murder thing happened, I mean, he was a huge star, and we all saw the trial. So, I mean, it's been burned into our minds, this O.J. Simpson thing, and people are still obsessed with him. But what's it like for the juice on the inside, maybe being so close to getting out after 9 years in prison? Let's go to Lovelock out in Nevada, the correctional facility where O.J. has been, and he is kind enough once again to join us on the phone. Hey, Juice.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. How's it going?
Well, it's going about the same for us, but there's a lot of excitement for you this week.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. The parole hearing of the century.
Yeah, they're calling it that.
What they're saying, yeah.
You can buy my T-shirts now at parolehearingofthecentury.com.
Now, of course, you still can't make any money even if you get out, right? Because you still owe all that money to the Goldman family in the civil suit, right?
Some people have long memories. Those Goldmans, they don't go away.
Well, I mean,
what are you going to do? I'm the juice. I mean, I'm just trying to be a good guy.
He murdered their son.
Well, you know, some would say that, but the legal system did not say that.
I see.
Okay.
So all I got for that is nanny nanny boo boo.
Oh, dear.
So, OJ, you have been, as I understand, a model prisoner.
Yes,
and
I have. Everybody takes pictures of me, and I pose, and I look over my shoulder.
That's not what model.
Duck lips, like duck
no,
lips.
OJ, model just means you've done everything right. You've just been a very good prisoner.
You're well behaved.
Oh yeah, that too.
Yeah. So you haven't got any trouble. You haven't shivved anyone. There hasn't been any altercations with you and the guards there.
Nope. I'm just doing my time because I'm just the juice.
You are the juice, right?
A nice guy, just hanging out. Doing my time, not causing anybody any trouble. Mm-hmm.
So the experts...
I poop myself.
Yeah.
You
there were those reports.
Yeah. I'm glad the blonde girl remembers some things.
I do remember
that. You put it that way. You know, I like blondes.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
When I get out of here, I'm going to come visit you.
I have dark brown hair now.
I need a place to stay, by the way. If I get paroled, I'm going to need a place to crash.
Yeah, imagine you need to make those plans, but not us. You're not asking us, right?
It took a while to get there, but
I don't want to try it again. No.
Well, planned is a hard word. I know. You have to make those what are they called again? I can see why you struggled with that one. Yeah, I'm going to come stay with you guys.
I'd rather you didn't, if that's fine.
I'm going to be there. You're blonde, too, aren't you?
No, yeah. I'm also brunette now.
I got a hankering for some blonde.
Okay, all right, great. LANOC's Alternative Rock. This is the world-famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54.
All things Comic-Con this week here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Zachary Levi is going to be doing some live broadcasting down there on the Sci-Fi Channel. We'll talk to him about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. And we're giving away some passes for you to go to San Diego Comic-Con at the San Diego Convention Center, too.
Yes.
You get to be there in person.
Yes.
All that coming up this morning on K-Rock. Ralph's here now with the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday. What's new?
Happy Nicaragua Liberation Day.
Already?
Mm-hmm.
Feel like it was just yesterday we were celebrating.
Up late, so late last night.
Were you
decorating my Nicaragua tree?
Yeah,
yeah.
What do you decorate it with?
Spent shells and gun cartridges.
That's festive.
That sounds so fun.
Look, what do you think of when you think Nicaragua? Shooting,
true.
Right? Shooting.
It's also a daiquiri day, by the way.
Okay,
raspberry cake day.
Mm-hmm.
Flight Attendant Safety Professionals Day.
Wow.
So be kind to your flight attendants on your flight today.
Okay.
And National Hot Dog Day.
Sure.
So I'm going to be sick later after eating my raspberry cake and having my daiquiris and my hot dogs.
Yeah, that's a lot. They should coordinate better.
And on Nicaragua Day.
Right.
Yeah.
Hanging out with all those flight attendants. Oh, I'm exhausted. Let me give something away right now. Kevin Ryder, as you may know, is a savant.
Am I?
When it comes to poker. Oh. He's a genius. And I wouldn't want to wish this on my worst enemy, but there's a spot open to play at Kevin's table at K-Rock's Guys Night Out this Friday at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino. He will likely pummel you. He will crush you with his skill and his power.
Here's the thing. I do want to pack the table that I'm at because every single Guys Night Out, there are two guys.
Oh, the same two.
Same two. And they're way better than I am. And they sit down at my table every time and they just wipe me out. And it ain't cool. So give away like 8 tickets. Ralph, do we have that? Maybe?
No, I've got one. Oh. I've got one ticket.
Shoot.
Right now, you can play at Kevin's table, the K-Rock's Guys Night Out. Play poker with Kevin this Friday night. You'll be 21 years of age or older. You'll also get a rack of chips worth $200 to start you off. If you'd like to go... And why wouldn't you? Give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. You got to be 21 years of age or older to participate, so let's make it caller number 21. How about that? So Kevin's Table, the Bike Hotel and Casino this Friday night, and if you don't get through, you can still RSVP your spot to play poker with the guys at thebike.com. Doors open at 8 this Friday, and the poker and blackjack starts at 9 p.m., so...
It's good times.
Ralph, I don't know if you were listening to Kevin's story earlier in the week about him playing at the World Series of Poker.
I was.
I believe at some point, do I remember this correctly, Kevin, that you said that you were up $50,000?
Yes.
$50,000.
Yeah, yes, but it doesn't relate to $50,000 cash.
It's the just, chips in front chips. Of the chips yeah. value.
Yeah.
And you don't walk away with that money.
Right.
If you win, it's better than that if you win, right?
If you win the main event, which I wasn't playing, and you get like $9 million or something.
Oh.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy. But the one I was in, I think the winner won
a million? A million?
Or maybe a million.
What's $50,000 in chips equate to in real dollars?
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
It doesn't at all.
It's a tournament.
You're playing pieces.
It's a tournament, and you have to get all the chips to win. And when you get all the chips, you win, and then they give you the money.
And then whatever the prize is at the end in cash, you receive that cash. There's no correlation to what you have in front of you in terms of chips.
Oh, I wish there was.
Yeah, right?
Still very impressive.
Till the end.
And then you have no chips and no money. Hey, congratulations to Cisco. You remember Cisco?
Sure.
Cisco's back. Cisco's back in a big way.
Are we wearing the thing?
Are we thrilled?
What thing is Cisco wearing?
I hope you're not meeting a thong.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I mean, that's what we know.
Wearing he never wore a thong.
That's what we knew Sisko for. I just assumed he wore a thong.
Why? Thinking about the women wearing the thong. The thong, thong, thong.
Have you not seen anything ever?
Oh, my God.
That's a good question.
Come on. Jesus. Seriously.
I thought he would
wear a thong? Did you ever think
a guy's not going to wear a thong?
It's like looking at the girls with their what's and their butts.
A tie-in to the tune? I didn't know. Baby, show that thong, 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 thong. I
like it when the beat go. Baby, make your booty go. Can I wear that thong? The thong, thong, thong. It's crazy to me that Bean thought that it was him.
I didn't know, man. All right, why do you bring up Sisko? He's back.
Go ahead. We can play it again.
That was the thing.
He's back with the same song?
Yeah.
That was a remake that you just did.
There's a new 2017 version of his song. I was going to say he's got a brand new song. It's very different from what he...
Set it up. I think it'll still work.
What he was best known for in 1999, he did a song called The Thong Song.
Right.
And he's got a brand new song he just released this week.
And what's that?
In 2017.
Uh-huh. And what's that song? The new one. What's his new song?
It's really a departure for Sisko.
Okay.
I think he's got a big hit on his hands because people are going to really like... Okay. This new song that he has that's really different.
But Ralph, this sounds a lot like that other song.
Yeah, it's a new version.
So he's EDM'd it up.
It's done with a production group from Norwegian production company called JCY.
That one's on me.
Juicy. And the new track is EDM with a more tropical sound and plenty of same Sisko magic in it.
I'm sorry. That's on me.
You think?
Yeah. This was a success.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take responsibility for that one.
However, I recommend highly that you go to see the new video for the thong song.
Because is he wearing a thong?
No, he is not wearing a thong. Oh. Surprisingly, once again, there are many lovely young ladies wearing
it. I see. All right.
In this particular video. And you will watch it at 2 or 3 minutes at a time over and over again if you're anything like me.
Understood.
You will think about doing to these women what Kevin did to me during that last joke.
Yeah.
Oh, butt stuff.
Yep. Only you'll think about using more lube than I got.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy it either, if that makes a difference.
Well, good.
Okay.
At least everyone, including the listeners, are worse off.
That's my bad.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Anthony Edwards is 55 years old today. Benedict Cumberbatch turns 41. Chip just looked at me like, I'm sorry. I had no control over it.
Come on now.
I feel bad. The pain in her eyes.
Come on now.
It's okay. Dave was yelling at me for the same thing on the call screen. I'm like, I've got this. There's a reason why we're doing this.
Jared Padalecki's 35 years old today, and John Jones of the USC turns 30. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
That's just good music right there.
Right?
Wow. That's pleasant.
That's the way you want to wake up.
Yep.
That's good stuff. Hey, Ralph Garman.
It's time.
It's time.
Who's excited?
I am.
Meh.
Well, look, we were on vacation. Meh. We missed a couple of Wednesdays, but today's the day. It is Wheel of Bad Animal Voices Wednesday. And I think I'm very excited because I think we've got all new animals on the wheel.
I believe we do as well.
I think we blew up the wheel, Ralph, and we have all new animals to get excited about potentially talking to in the future.
Meh.
All right, here are the stories on the wheel. They're all real. The curious baboon that knocked out power to a zombie in tourist town.
What?
That headline needs some help.
I don't think zombie.
The headline reader needs some help. Yeah.
The swarming roaches of Philadelphia.
Zambian.
Thank you.
Yes.
Because I said zombie, didn't
you did
I?
Zombie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, as if
there's a bunch of that one.
Some people living in a zombie neighborhood didn't have power.
The swarming roaches of Philadelphia.
Why do zombies even need power? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
The union busting goats.
Oh.
Storm, the golden retriever who rescued a baby deer.
Oh, that's a sweet story.
No.
The racing greyhounds on cocaine.
That's oh, yes, a sweet please. Story.
And Larry, the snail racing champion of the world.
Oh.
Oh, Larry. He sounds so fast.
Right?
I don't know what to root for. We got so many good ones on the wheel. Hit it, Steve.
It's time for the Wheel of Animal Voices. Where do you think it's gonna land?
Kevin, you're going to spin the wheel. Allie, what are you hoping for here? What do you want it to land on?
I want the coked-out greyhounds.
I like Larry, the snail racing champion of the world, too, but I'll take any of them at this point.
Neither of you get your wish. It's the swarming roaches of Philadelphia.
Yay!
This sounds terrifying.
Yeah, this is weird. It's bizarre. It's gross. And here's the news story.
What's lurking beneath your street? You probably don't want to think about it, but neighbors in the Bridesburg neighborhood of Philadelphia had no choice.
They say a flood of cockroaches came from underground, and it's been going on for days.
Jacqueline and Jim, this story is enough to make your skin crawl. We're going to be careful getting a little too close. We don't want to get any roaches on us. She said there were so many, you couldn't even see the asphalt on the ground.
The dead roaches you see on the ground don't tell the whole story, but Pat Wall can fill you in.
When I tell you, all the neighbors down this end were out here spraying and stomping, and it was a horror story that I couldn't believe I was living.
This is what's left of what she calls an invasion of sorts. Wall and her neighbors discovered the roaches last night.
When I tell you, thousands of them. There were thousands of them.
She said they crawled out of a manhole at the intersection of Salmon and Plum Streets in Bridesburg.
And they were flying all over. Never had to duck a flying roach.
Wow. Right? I guess not. Why is it, you suppose, by the way, that people have the visceral reaction about roaches so much more than any other insect? Because it's not like a roach is going to hurt you if it jumps on you. It's like a grasshopper jumping on you.
There's you don't understand it, but it's just...
But why?
There's no why. It's just they freak you out because they're gross and they're dirty.
Yeah, you think dirty.
And
that's
diseased.
What you equate it with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe Dave has lined up Pat Wall for us to talk to Philadelphia, the lady we heard on the news. So let's see if we can get her right now. Hey, Pat, is this you?
Boy, it's really hot there. I know. How you doing? Hey, how you doing? What's going on?
I feel like we got some roaches on the line instead. It sounds like.
Keep it down. I'm on the phone. Hello.
Are you the roach spokesman?
I'm one of the roaches. Yeah.
What's your name?
My name's Tony.
Hi, Tony. How you doing?
How you doing?
Well, we're fine. What's going on with all you and your friends crawling out of the manhole there in Philadelphia?
It's summertime in Philly, you know, so it gets pretty hot down there in the sewer. So we thought we'd come up, look for some water ice, you know, find some place, some way to cool off.
Right.
We came up here in Bridesburg. It's a nice neighborhood. People are nice, you know, and so we came up just looking to hang out, have a little bit of a block party, you know, and everybody's freaking out. It's ridiculous.
They said there were so many roaches you couldn't see the asphalt. That's crazy.
What's so great about seeing asphalt?
Well, that's not the point. It's just that
we're good looking. We got our shiny shells and stuff, and we're all good looking. Why do you want to look at some stupid street?
Hey, Tony, since you're from Philly, a lot of people always wonder, Pats or Geno's?
Neither.
Neither?
Yeah, I don't go to Pats nor Geno's. That's for the tourists.
Okay.
I go to gyms on South Street.
All right.
Oh, it's the best.
Okay, good to know.
And really, they got an A, but really, it's more like a D. We hang out there all the time, underneath their fridges and stuff where they keep the cheese.
Right.
They keep the cheese whiz. It's really cool under there and dark. It's just the way we like it. And you know, when they close up, we come out and we feast, you know.
Oh, yeah. That is not a good advertisement for gyms in Southside, I'll tell you that.
Oh, no, it isn't. Or in South Street either.
South Street, right. Whatever you said, Tony.
I got a cousin in Chicago.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, named Al. And Al. He goes on the Southside.
Okay. Yeah. How about this lady that we thought we were going to get on the phone, Pat Wall, who said that it's a horror show having you in her neighborhood.
I know. It's completely rude of her to say that. Because, you know, she's, first of all, not that good looking herself, okay?
Oh,
so I think the horror show may be in her pants.
Oh, tell me.
Wow. What just happened?
I'm saying. She's talking about us like, you know, right. We're disgusting. She's, right. You know, she's no Jessica Savage herself, okay?
Oh, good pull. Thanks. Great reference. I love that.
So, it's just that, you know, she keeps talking about, oh, it's a horror show, it's a horror show. It's like, what? We live in a city. There's bugs, you know?
Right.
Why can't we all just get along is what I'm saying.
Well, I think there's so many of you in one tiny little area. That's what drives people crazy.
That sounds racist.
But you spread out.
That sounds racist to me. Oh, there's so many of their kind coming into our neighborhood, and they're ruining the neighborhood by coming in, being all the way they are.
No, that is racist,
Thank
Kevin.
You, lady. Yeah. So next time you look at a road, you go, ooh, they're disgusting. Just instead, think of me as like, I don't know, Nicaraguan or something. Happy Nicaraguan Liberation Day.
Oh, you know about that too. That's great. Wish those guys would play the HD Radio Sound Space, right? That'd be cool to have that band in here.
I believe.
Who's with me?
I assume because you're saying that that's happening?
Mm-hmm. No, it already did. Yeah. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 23 minutes after 7 o'clock.
I'll tell you what else is happening is Comic-Con 2017. The eyes of the entertainment world will be on San Diego, California, and you can be there in person. We are all this week on the Kevin and Bean Show giving away one-day passes to go to Comic-Con, and your chances right now, 1-800-520-1067. You're a comic book fan, superhero movie fan? That's who we're looking for. 1-800-520-1067. Give you a chance to win those tickets to Comic-Con. Can't buy them anymore, but you can win them from the Kevin and Bean Show if you call us right now.
You can get a hold of us in 100 different ways. One of them is the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO, where you can call and leave a message on any topic. The first one has a question that maybe we might need to explain a little bit, or not, depending on what you think, Bean.
Yeah, I have a question. What does it mean when we hear,
What does it mean when we hear the fear?
Oh, wow.
That was a Psycho Mike holdover.
Yeah. It's not really breakfast time conversation, but, I mean, the short version of that is you can't wait to get to the toilet.
Right.
And it's called
the fear.
Yeah. There is some urgency in sitting down. I think that's what we're talking about here.
This is the first time that this next call has been said about anyone except for me.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
I feel dumber now that I've heard Ally McKay talk.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you, Ally.
Got a little company
You're
there,
welcome,
Rob. On the bench, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Of course, Bean got a lot of love for the podcast.
Hey, Bean, why don't you go ahead and just take another vacation? I had about 4 months worth of Bean in that one goddamn podcast. That was so beany, even Ally couldn't match that. Bean, fix your goddamn life.
What did your wife say to you?
The exact quote was, "How about dialing back the cheese?"
So good. Another one?
Hey, guys. Love the show. And I never do this, but I had to call in because I'm a major podcast listener. And I heard Bean's little mini podcast, and it was the worst thing ever. And I really tried many, many times to listen to the entire thing. And I just couldn't. It's the worst. Please stop it, Bean. Fix your goddamn life.
That was the number one comment from listeners of my my podcast was, fix your goddamn life.
There's also a B-Team podcast going on, and that's the King of Mexico and Omar and our former producer, Lightning. Mm-hmm.
Can the B-Team podcasters replace the Kevin and Bean Show? Wow. So much better. That, sir, is an upgrade.
That is a very entertaining podcast, Kevin. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to it or not, but it's weird, especially for me being on the Kevin and Bean Show, to hear the perspective from other people who have worked around us. We do not show favorably.
And that's a surprise to you?
It was a little bit. I got to be honest.
Another B-Team lover?
I need to be B-Teamed. Like, right now.
Oh.
Right?
Wow.
Right? This guy's very excited and then very not excited.
Dodgers! 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 Woohoo! Best record is the MLB. I mean, Cody Bellinger hit for the cycle. They've got, 9 straight wins? I mean, this can't get any better.
oh, wait, I forgot, 70% of the people can't even watch this. No!
That is still a ding on the Dodgers right now. That's all people would be talking about if these games were on TV.
Yep.
They're definitely missing out on a lot of fans, I'll tell you that.
Bean, what is our problem with people who tell jokes?
Well, they tell them poorly.
Poorly. And a lot of times it takes way too long. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact this guy is brief, gets right to the point, and gets out.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
I mean, that's pretty well done. Bean, you've got some new weekend plans. I'm not sure you are aware of this.
Guess what, Bean? I'm about to ruin your weekend. You know why? Because you are about to fly out to Southern California, and I know you don't want to. Let me tell you why. What are you drinking in the morning? Chocolate milk? Yeah, you're probably drinking your little Nesquiks or your Hershey syrup. Yeah, throw that garbage in the garbage. You, sir, need to try Brogier's Creamery. They're out of Montebello, California, and they have been voted by many as the best chocolate milk in the United States. And guess what? This is my favorite part. They don't ship it anywhere. So you might sit over there in your little home going, oh, I could just order it and have it come brought to my... I could pick it up at my doorstep. No, you got to come down to Montebello, California to drink Brogier's chocolate milk to only really justify your existence. Fix your goddamn life.
Getting a lot of that message.
Yes, I certainly am. By the way, I'm going to make a trip to Montebello next time I'm in Southern California.
Right.
That sounds absolutely like I've already mapped it out here. 505 South Maple Avenue. I'm there.
Right. Fantastic. Here's a podcast listener who has a request.
Hey, guys, podcast listener. It's been a really long time. I mean, like a really long time since we heard the song about Stoppy. And I think everybody would appreciate it if we all heard the song about Stoppy. All right? Everybody ready? Hit it, Steve.
All right. Stoppy.
That's going back a ways.
Yeah.
Came out of a time when I didn't know what a doorstop was.
Yep.
Right. And people were amazed by that.
Yeah.
And me included, by the way.
Yes. And so a listener wrote a song and sent it in. And here is Stoppy.
What's a doorstop? Why do you call it stoppy? Do you call your wife spousy and your mirror other bean? What's its function? Does it keep the door closed or open? Are there clues hiding in its name? This guy's in the Hall of Fame. Now the show is going down in flames because I'm so lame.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
So you didn't know what a doorstop was, and I actually had a doorstop named Stoppy. So he combined both of our interests there. By the way, that was Kevin Bean Lister Wycat. We haven't heard from him in a long time. Is he all right?
No, Bean.
I'm sure he's fine.
What is it that you want us to say here? Yes, he's great.
I thought maybe I'd missed a memo or something. Is he cool?
He's fine.
Okay, good.
He's fine. 323-520-AFRO. Your passes for Comic-Con next. Who wants to go to Comic-Con this weekend? That's the question. You're already going. You're already going.
Never mind then.
Yeah, this is the world-famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:38. We do have tickets to give away, though, Ralph. How are we doing it?
Well, we live in a golden age of superheroes. They're everywhere. They're pervasive in our popular culture, and no more so than on television, right?
Right.
A ton of superhero TV shows, and there have been just forever. I mean, really, up until recently, TV was basically the domain of the comic book superhero, and then movies left to a lesser degree, but I thought it would be fun to take a look at all famous superhero TV shows, past and present. I will play a clip from a superhero TV show, and you just have to name it. It's pretty simple. These are our TV heroes.
They, Kevin and Bean. Yeah,
Kevin and Bean.
Again with the heroes?
And you.
Listener.
And heroes from TV.
And heroes from TV. That's the game. So right. Kevin and Bean, I will play you a clip.
So guess them.
Sorry. Play a clip from a...
And go to Comic-Con.
Know the name of the TV show I'm playing the clip from.
It's so easy.
It's not that easy, actually. Listen carefully.
Just if you play.
Well, Omar sure likes singing this song, doesn't he?
It's TV Heroes.
Yeah, it is TV Heroes.
It's time to play.
Okay. Time to play. Thank you, Omar. Who's our first contestant, please, Kevin?
Our first contestant is Dallas from North Hollywood. Hi, Dallas. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
How's it going?
Good, Dallas. I'm going to play you a clip from a superhero TV show, and you need to name it, okay?
Got it.
Just that simple. Here you go. Here's your clip.
We must choose battle cries. You know, the cries we always emit just before leaping into battle. Like, Spoon!
Any guess, Dallas?
No.
Oh, yes.
Spoon is the clue, I think, in that clip.
It's a great superhero show. What is it, Dallas?
God dang it. Oh, this is bad. I don't know.
Spoon Man. Come on. Spoon Man. Get with it.
Man,
what?
Kevin.
It's not?
The Tick.
That
was the animated version of The Tick we played that from right there. But.
Sorry, Dallas.
Get off my phone, Dallas.
Classic superhero, classic line, classic battle cry, classic.
And you kind of gave it away.
Don't call me if you're not going to get that one. Superhero fans.
All right, so should everyone
get
on
off
hold?
My phone?
Okay,
that's what I'm saying. Well, I'm glad he lost. If he didn't know,
I've got a payroll specialist from Oceanside named Jason.
You know what payroll specialist means in the mob world?
Oh, really?
Killer,
oh,
assassin.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Jason.
Yes.
I'm going to play you a clip. I need you to tell me what TV show it comes from. Okay.
Okay. Let's do this.
Let's do this.
When I first arrived in Metropolis, I said I came to help. That's still how I feel. But I'll have to find another place and another way. I have voluntarily agreed to leave Metropolis by noon tomorrow. I believe it's the best way to put all of your fears to rest. I will miss everyone. Thank you.
You know what TV show that was, Jason?
It was the whole TV show, too.
Shows. I'm gonna go with Smallville.
Ooh. Oh, you're so
good.
Right.
Guess. Good
right.
Guess.
It is difficult because there's a lot of Superman shows, but that particular one was Lois and Clark.
Okay.
It was Dean Cain. Dean Cain there is Superman.
Sorry, Jason.
Sorry,
I feel
Jason.
Bad about that.
All right. I do too.
Let's go to a Long Beach engineer. Johnny is on the phone. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, guys.
Go ahead, Johnny. Here's your clip.
This is the starting line to our race. Cisco set up sensors all along the course, and he'll be tracking your speed all the way to the finish line on the other side of town.
Is that Flash?
It is the Flash, Johnny. Well done.
It's TV Heroes.
You're our first winner, but you are going to Comic-Con. Hold on. We'll give you the details.
All right. We have five pair, right?
Yes.
Amber in Covina is accounts receivable clerk. Hey, Amber.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, Amber. We're going to play you a clip from a TV show, and you need to identify it, okay?
Got it.
All right.
I'm glad you decided to surrender. We would have caught you eventually.
I mean, you better get this one because...
Batman?
Yeah!
It's TV Heroes!
Dulcet tones of Adam West there as Batman, of course. You're going to Comic-Con! Hold on.
Yes!
Nicely done.
You know, Ralph put this game together. I'm surprised all of the answers aren't Batman.
Yeah, well...
Ryan in El Monte is a comedian. Hi, Ryan.
Hi.
Ryan, I'm going to play a clip from a superhero TV show. You let us know what it is. Here you go.
I'm beginning to lose my temper with you, Mr. Mariposa, and that's something I haven't done in 500 or 600 years.
That's the clip.
Is that Agent of the S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No, good guess.
That's a good guess, though.
That was Wonder Woman. That was Linda Carter as Wonder Woman.
Oh, man. All right.
All right, thanks for the call.
Sorry.
All right, let's go to a beer distributor from Bell, Adon. Hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Good, Adon. Here's your clip.
Do you know what the purpose of this exercise is? It's to work together because that's the only way that you win. That is what I've been trying to teach all of you.
What superhero show is that?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No, I'm sorry. Arrow. That was Arrow. Stephen Amell is Arrow.
Jeez.
Yeah, sorry about
I'm
that.
Sad. I wanted us to get in good with a beer distributor.
Yeah.
Now he hates us.
Both, right?
Let's talk to a delivery driver, Fountain Valley. Rob is on the line. Hi, Rob.
Hey, what's going on, you guys?
Hey, Rob. Here is your clip, sir.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Yeah, classic. Mm.
That is a classic. That is the Incredible Hulk.
You're right, Rob.
It's TV Heroes.
You're going to Comic-Con.
Nicely done.
Hold on.
All right. We have Austin and Santa Clarita. Hi.
Hey,
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Good, Austin. Here is your clip from a TV superhero show.
Queen Rhea of Daxam. I, champion of planet Earth, invoke the sacred rite of Dakam Ur to meet with you in single combat before the gods.
Supergirl.
Supergirl is right. Well done.
That's it, though, because
they didn't put any more contestants up for some reason?
They did not.
Oh, okay.
You want to go on screen? How many do we have left? Do we have one pair?
We have one pair left. But this last clue is super hard. I kind of saved it for the end because I didn't think we'd actually get to it.
Let's go on screen. It's the only way to go.
Super hard.
All right. Let's go to, I don't even know who it is. Hello, K-Rock.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Ruben.
Ruben.
Yes.
You're not the Ruben that works here, are you?
You're not our phone screener, right?
No.
Okay, just want to make sure. This clue is super hard, Ruben. It's an old superhero show, but it was one of my favorites as a kid, so I threw it in there just for fun for me because I really didn't think we'd get to it. But I'm going to play for you anyway, and I hope maybe you can guess it, okay? I'll give you a hint. It's an old Saturday morning superhero show from back in the day. Here's your clip.
Hi. Today you saw why everyone should be given a chance to prove his or her abilities. Don't put someone down just because they're different from you. And don't put a girl down just because she's a girl.
Yeah.
When a person's talents are wasted, it's a loss to all of us. See you next week.
See you next week. Aww. Oh, loved him. Any guesses?
Oh, man, no clue. Captain Planet?
No, sir. Very close. That was Shazam. That was Shazam from Saturday morning. Sorry. Captain Marvel.
Oh, and then Shaq redid it?
No. That.
Thanks for playing the game.
It's TV Hero.
Thunder in the thunder, thunder. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ.
And the thunder in the thunder with the lightning, with the thunder.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54.
Love that song.
Zachary Levi joins us next there on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Maybe.
Yeah, he has lied in the past.
He is effing shaky, this Levi kid.
And then just after 9 a.m., we'll talk to Beer Mug's mom and see if there's any way she can not be excited about her beloved, lifelong Los Angeles Dodgers.
Oh, I guarantee she cannot be excited.
They have the best record in baseball.
But that's who she is, Bean.
They just won their 10th in a row.
Uh-huh. Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Somehow she'll find a way to poop all over it.
Yeah, yes, she
will. The bottom's going to drop out. That's why.
Right?
Has to. Yeah.
Can't sustain this level of play.
You're on the beach. You're looking up. It's sunny. Nice breeze. Just a matter of time before the rain clouds roll in, right? You know how it is.
Well, I'm sure we'll find out. That's all coming up on K-Rock. Ralph is here now. Time for the show. Be on a Wednesday. What's going on?
This is a book I'd like to read. Here's the thing. I have a soft spot for character actors.
Okay.
A lot of people like to worship sports stars or movie stars or musicians. Me, my thing is, my hook is character actors. The people who are the connective tissue of all the movies and TV shows that you see, the people that make stuff come to life, because you know when they're in it, you're going to enjoy the project because they are going to more than carry their share of what's going on. And this guy's one of my favorites. Now, you may not know his name, but when I rattle off his list of accomplishments, you will recognize who I'm talking about.
Okay.
The actor's name is Curtis Armstrong.
Oh, sure.
Curtis
Booger.
Played Booger in Revenge of the Nerds, all those films. But he was also Tom Cruise's best friend in Risky Business, mm-hmm. You may remember. He was a regular on Moonlighting with Bruce Willis and Cybill Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
Most recently, you probably know him as Jessica Day's boss on New Girl. He was the principal at the school that she taught at.
Oh, right.
Wildly funny, smart, talented actor. One of the regular voices on American Dad. Just does a ton of voiceover work. Just one of my favorites. He's got a new book out about his life. Called Revenge of the Nerd, The Singular Adventures of the Man Who Would Be Booger. And in it, he talks about Risky Business and Tom Cruise, about partying with John Goodman, which already I'm interested. I want to know what that's like, a night on the town with John Goodman.
Same.
Apparently, it's in bookstores now, so apparently, if you're like me and you love Hollywood stories and you love character actors, this sounds like a book that you'd be interested in. So,
no kidding. Ralph, did you ever see, I bet you did, the documentary on John Cazale?
Yes, of course.
He's got to be the pinnacle of character actors, right?
Yeah, but sadly, his career very was brief so career, short. Yeah. So he didn't really have, I like it, character actors who amass just decades of work, and they have this incredible body of work, and they just, you know, they're just legends at what they do. It's just terrific.
Like Stephen Tobolkowski, that guy, for instance, is just in everything, always, all the time.
Ned Ryerson! You don't know who's Ned! Groundhog Day, Kevin! You don't know.
It's been a while.
You don't know, man.
I don't know a lot, Ralph.
Yeah.
Kevin, that that guy that I, the actor that I mentioned, John Cazale, I think he was only in like five movies or something, and all of them were nominated for Best Picture Oscars.
Yeah, he was ridiculous. Pacino credits him with teaching him how to act. He said he learned more from John Cazale than he did anyone.
Wow. Oh, just that.
Really?
Just that, yeah. David did. He was Fredo, for example, Kevin.
In The Godfather.
In The Godfather. Then you know what we're talking about, right? But also Deer Hunter and...
Dog Day Afternoon.
Yeah, Dog Day Afternoon. Music news. We have a new winner. We have a champion.
Of music?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, good.
I didn't know that happened.
It did.
Really? Just you could be the champion of music?
Yes, you can. How about, what if I told you there was one song that was the most streamed song ever in the history of music streaming?
Oh, wow.
This one has been streamed the most. Wouldn't that be the champion of music? Wouldn't that be the king of music? If you're the song that is streamed most in the world forever, always?
Is it,
No, it just got nudged out.
Is it... Yoko?
Yes, it's Yoko.
Oh, how about that?
How about that? Sadly, that did not...
Is it...
It's also not the champion of music. I'll tell you the song it dethroned.
Okay.
Dethroned a song called Sorry by Justin Bieber. Up until now, that was the most streamed song in the history of streaming.
Okay.
But this song has come along and knocked... Sorry, off the top of the mountain.
All-star.
Yes. Yes, all-star.
Is it Ed Sheeran?
It is not that.
Is it,
Wheel in the sky keeps on turning.
Nope.
Is it...
You're the head on the spear.
Yes.
You're the nail on the cross.
It's Tom Waits.
Wow. I don't even have a guess.
I'll tell you, I'll give you a hint. It is Bieber affiliated.
Ah, oh, man!
It's a Bieber affiliated song.
Despacito.
Despacito.
I heard that in every cab I got into.
You did.
Everywhere I went.
It is the most popular song in the world.
It has been number one in the U.S. charts, by the way, for 10 consecutive weeks.
In its original and remixed with Bieber forms, it has reached 4.6 billion streams.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I mean, it's a really good song.
Across all platforms, including YouTube, Spotify. Well, I'm not going to list them all, as you can imagine, but 4.6 billion individual streams.
Wow, that's crazy.
Give me a little bit. You see Bieber in that New York club trying to sing the song?
No.
Oh, you haven't?
No. Is it great?
You know, he doesn't know the words. He won't sing it in concert because he doesn't know the words.
That's awesome.
So he's had like water bottles thrown at him and stuff when people request it, and he says no. But he was in a club in New York with a half a load on it, and they said sing it. And so he just started mumbling, and then at the end of every line, he would say some really racist Spanish thing at the end. Like, I like Doritos.
Really?
And then I eat burritos.
He didn't learn the song?
No.
That he sang on?
No.
He probably just read it off a piece of paper in a studio one time, and that was it for him.
He's a garbage man. Huh. Anyway, there's your king, Despacito.
It is the king. And Ralph, you'll probably know the answer to this, but for the room, what was the last Spanish language number one U.S. hit?
I would have to guess Macarena, right?
That is correct. That's how long it's been since we've had a U.S. number one that was in Spanish. Mm.
The quickest game we've ever done.
Well done.
Hey, Macarena. All right, next hour we're going to play Macarena. In its long, in its entirety.
Nope.
And we're all going to dance.
Nope.
And we're going to, Kevin's going to do it Facebook Live.
Nope.
Kevin's going to do the Macarena.
Nope.
Today's celebrity birthday is Anthony Edwards. Speaking of Revenge of the Nerds, Anthony Edwards! Okay. All right. He's 55 years old today. Benedict Cumberbatch, 41 years old. Jared Padalecki is 35. And John Jones, UFC fighter. is 30. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Kevin, you went to that ice cream museum down in L.A., right?
Yes.
Now that you are a Mr. Museum, have you been down to the 14th Factory? Have you gone down there to see the Hypercane exhibit?
I wouldn't say that I'm Mr. Museum.
Really?
No,
I'm not a big fan of museums.
Well, you
have... The ice cream museum bummed me out because there wasn't much ice cream.
Yeah, so you're expecting... You thought it was a Ferrell's.
Correct, yes.
You're confused when
I
you showed up.
I wanted to order a pig trough and they wouldn't let me.
No, the Hypercane installation... Look, I'll be honest. I don't get a lot of modern art and I don't get this one because it really just looks like... How would you describe it, Allie, for folks who haven't seen it? It just looks like a bunch of...
Stuff on boxes.
Yeah.
Just stuff.
It's just a bunch of boxes
Sounds
with stuff
great.
On top of it. It's just, I don't know. I really don't understand why it's art. It doesn't look like it was difficult to come up with. You don't look at it and go, oh, that's pretty, or that is inspirational, or makes me think of things. I don't get why it's so popular. But it is very popular. In fact, it has been one of LA's hottest tickets since this exhibit opened in March. It's sold out all the time with people getting in there to see this exhibit. And it's in the news right now because a couple of weeks ago, a woman turned around, put her back to one of these boxes and was trying to take a selfie. And somehow she tapped it with her back and it fell down and hit another one of the boxes and then another one after that. And it was a domino effect and about 14 of them fell down to the ground. Now,
but it was a great selfie.
That's a big... By the way, I've never seen the selfie. That's interesting. You think that would be part of the story here, right? But that's a big oops. But I was stunned to find out that three of the boxes were permanently damaged at a cost of $200,000 worth of damage.
So wouldn't you think that exhibit would have secured those boxes?
Yes, you would. Why?
That's
would they,
victim blaming.
Why?
But, I know. No, but I'm calling
it's their
BS
fault.
On it, actually. But
it's,
yeah.
You don't think it's real?
No.
I think it is. I didn't think it was real until I started to research it, and I think there's no way it's a PR stunt. I think it was actually caught on their security camera, and I think that this is real art that is there now. You can go down and see it now, so why would they subject it to possible damage by letting somebody do this as some sort of a stunt? Plus, they didn't need the publicity. The thing's already selling out every day. What's the advantage of faking something like this?
It's a good point, Bean.
Each sculpture that had fallen involves 20 to 30 hours of man labor, including the artist's conception, the 3D designer's modeling, the metal welders and workers crafting and assembly. But Ali makes an excellent point, especially if you're going to put a bunch of these. And it looks like there's about, I don't know, 30 of them or something like that in this small room. And then you're going to let a big crowd of people. How are they supposed to navigate through that without accidentally bumping into one? I mean, I think it's a bad display.
I think it's a bad display because it looks stupid.
Yeah, well, it does that too.
Stupid art.
So we wanted to get – we thought this was – I don't know what the repercussions are for this woman who was visiting the museum. I haven't seen any kind of follow-up that suggests that she's being held accountable or she's got to pay or anything like that. But how embarrassing is it when you break somebody else's stuff? You're out in public or at somebody's house or at somebody's office or something like that, and you break their stuff like she broke their stuff.
Yeah, that doesn't seem good. As you might expect, I have a couple of examples.
Oh, really? Because we're gonna take some calls from the Kevin and Bean listener at 1-800-520-1067. You broke somebody else's stuff. That's the topic on the table here this morning that we want to hear about. And Kevin, let's hear some of yours.
I mean, I didn't ever do $200,000 worth of damage, but I broke a glass door at our house because I was trying to shoot a basketball from across the street.
And it
hit the glass door and it just shattered.
Wow.
I threw an orange at my neighbor, not Robbie Joyner, the different one.
Oh, no.
And it broke his parents' bedroom window.
Okay.
I broke our window while I was practicing by myself in the living room batting Nerf batting. And I had an actual piece, just a stick of wood. It slipped out of my hand and went through a window. And at one point, my dad came to me and he was serious. And he said, the insurance is no longer going to cover you for broken glass.
No.
Because I had broken.
You broke so much.
They said, we're done.
Hey, let me go back to throwing oranges at your neighbor's house.
We were having an orange fight like you do.
Yeah.
Oh, so there was somebody else involved
yes.
in the fight. It wasn't just you pelting.
He was standing in front of the window, so I blame him.
He should have caught it.
He ducked.
Yeah.
So that's on him.
Okay.
All right. Because I was wondering if it was the type of thing that you did and then you had to decide whether you were going to confess and tell them
oh,
that
no,
you're the one who broke the window. So there was a witness.
Yeah, there was a witness.
It sounds like.
Broke some windows at school. I set a field on fire one
Why
time.
Were you breaking so many windows?
I don't know.
Do you have a fascination with glass breaking like you do with fire?
Not really. It's just all just having a good time, Bean.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
I set a field on fire. We were coming back from a science fair, and we had matches, and we would drop the match, and it would light the tinder on the ground, and then we would step on it and move on.
Yeah.
And then we heard sirens, and we turned around and looked, and there was a 3 acres of field on fire. And we saw the fire department and the fire chief, and we had, like, matches and blow torches and stuff in our hands.
Oh, no.
And we were running across the crosswalk, and he just pulled over and picked us up. So that happened.
That's the type of thing you definitely get arrested for now.
I got it. Yeah, sure. But I think I was like 8th grade or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I wrecked a company car when I worked at a computer place. I caught
it as a long
life. I caught a neighbor's tree on fire when we were having a fireworks fight. That was with Robbie Joyner. Should I keep going or?
No, let's squeeze Zach in real quick. He's on line 3. He'll be our first call before the break, and we're taking yours too. And you can text us, same phone number for both, 1-800-520-1067 if you're not able to give us a call. But we want to know, how did you destroy somebody else's property? Good morning, Zach.
How's it going, guys?
Good, thank you.
Peacocks. I'm over in Rolling Hills, and we have a bunch of peacocks, about 300 in our neighborhood. And
300? Why aren't you on the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices? That's amazing.
I could. They're terrible. They wake you up. They poo everywhere. Anyways, me and my buddy, we like to throw rocks at them or drive around and, I don't know, try to eliminate them. And I threw a big rock, and it took like 6 different hops in different directions and then finally shattered my neighbor's big glass window.
At first, though, weren't you like, that took 6 bounces? That's incredible.
Oh, no. It was like in slow motion. I couldn't believe it was happening.
All right. I need to butt in here and say, don't throw rocks at animals ever. There's no reason or excuse.
If a peacock is keeping you up at night.
You do not throw a rock at it.
Right.
No.
Don't throw rocks at it.
But what happened with the neighbor's glass that you broke? You have to pay for it?
Yeah, we did. Luckily, she is elderly, so she kind of understood. But we did pay for it. And
if she's elderly, throw rocks at her,
right?
Oh my God.
I don't think that's what we're saying, Bean.
All right, Zach, thank you for the call. 1-800-520-1067. You broke somebody else's stuff. We want to hear your stories next.
Just ahead of Blink 182, let's take one call and let's make it Joe from Riverside. Hi, Joe.
Hi there.
We're talking about people who broke other people's stuff.
Yes, I was at a friend's house. And he had just put up a brand new TV by his barbecue, and we were playing giant Jenga.
That's a good combination.
So far, so good. Were you drinking as well?
Yes, I had a lot to drink.
Of course.
I went to pull one of the bottom pieces out very, very fast. And as I pulled it out, it slipped out of my hand, and it went right into his brand new TV.
Oh, my God. Dude. That's awesome.
About Jenga, right?
Earlier.
Did you win the Jenga game?
I think I ran home.
Yeah, I think so. A 55-inch outdoor TV. You know the neighbor was just so proud of that and so happy. I mean, that's a baller move right there. Just don't invite Joe. Thanks for the call, sir. We'll take some more calls right after Blink on the world-famous K-Rock. So a woman goes to a fancy-schmancy museum exhibit a couple of weeks ago, tries to take a selfie, bumps into a piece of art that falls into some other art. Next thing you know, she's done $200,000 worth of damage. That kind of got us on the topic of you destroyed somebody else's stuff. Oh, we're getting some good stuff in here, Kevin. These are your people.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Kate in Santa Barbara, I popped a champagne cork at a friend's house and broke a huge overhead light in her kitchen. That's not what you expect, but I guess those corks got to go somewhere. Cindy writes in, we were at our best friend's house, and my Siberian Husky killed their blue and yellow macaw. It came running over to us with the bird in its mouth. No. That was kind of awkward.
Oh, no.
Leah writes in, I was at the White House for a Christmas event with one of our clients, and I was showing someone a little replica of Bo, the Obama's dog, and broke a piece off. I fessed up to the Secret Service and I said, I'm sorry, I think I broke the White House.
Did
and
they
I
put her down?
I don't think they did. But imagine, look, it's like it's not nerve-wracking enough to be at anybody else's house. You're at the White House.
Wow.
And you break something. And one more, then we'll go back to your calls. Sam from Culver City. When I was 7, I visited a family friend and knocked over a 10 thousand piece jigsaw puzzle that he had been working on for years.
Oh my God. That's the best.
That's awesome.
All right. 1-800-520-1067, your calls or texts. Let's squeeze in a few more. Let's get our man Oz from Pasadena on the line.
Hey, Oz.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What did you break?
Headstone. I work in a cemetery. I'm the caretaker and I mow the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Out of nowhere, I had a hard sneeze that caused me to do like a hard reaction, and the mower went off to the beard off and knocked over a headstone.
Oh man.
It was a riding lawnmower?
Yeah, it was a riding lawnmower. But good thing nothing broke on the headstone or anything, so I was able to pick up that 300 beast and put it back right on up.
Did your sneeze sound like beans?
Sorry. All right, Oz. I'm glad there was no harm done. Thank you for the call.
Sorry.
Let's try. Let's go to Jesse on line six, please. Van Nuys. I don't know if it's going to be $200,000 worth, but apparently he broke some very expensive artwork as well.
Hey, Jesse.
When I was 10 years old, my parents took us to the San Diego Museum of Art in Balboa Park.
That's on your parents already.
It's their fault.
Right.
Bad on my parents. So we went, and there was an exhibit, and it was a 10-foot, I would say, I was 10 years old, so I'm just remembering, but a 10-foot tall circle of green plexiglass or glass, I'm not sure what, but it was a circle standing on its edge.
Okay.
The edge was maybe 8 to 10 inches. So it was standing there with no safety rail or anything around it. And because it was transparent, there was a ton of kids around it looking at each other through it and waving and all that. And as I came around the side of it, either I touched it or someone touched it, but it fell. And I stuck my hand out as a gut reaction, and it fell on my hand and shattered into a million pieces.
Oh.
And so I remember distinctly the sound of the I don't know if it was a curator or someone that worked at the museum going, no, 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 no.
I mean, look, if you're 10 years old, it's kind of understandable. You know, you don't know.
By the way, you're not at a party until somebody's saying, no, 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 no.
No, no, no.
That means you're at a good party.
There was a ton of kids around and no safety rail. So initially the museum was threatening my parents saying, we're going to stick you for the bill for this thing and blah, blah, blah. And then my dad smartly said, all right, well, then my son needed stitches, so we're going to sue the hell out of you. And
nice.
we never heard from the museum again.
That's a great comeback,
How
Dad.
How about that?
Way to go. Looking after his boy. All right, thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate that. Let's do one more. Let's do Isaac in Whittier. He's on line five, please.
All right, Isaac, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh, hi. I'm a big fan of you guys.
Thank you. What did you break?
I actually broke a glass that covered my aunt's coffee table when I was staying with her in Mexico.
I was a little bit surprised to not see more coffee tables up here, because glass coffee tables, I feel like that's a poorly designed piece
of
furniture
just asking
to have
for it.
They really kind of are. There's so many different ways to put stuff down on it or fall on it or turn it over or whatever.
Especially if I'm around. Or Isaac. How did you break it, Isaac?
So my brother and I really like go at it. So we're in the living room, and he made me mad. I don't know how he made me mad. I was about 4 years old, and I walk up to the coffee table, and I had a mug in my hand, and I just slammed it down on the table because I was so mad, and it just shattered.
You were four?
Yes.
Isaac is a very buff four.
Isaac is the Incredible Hulk. That's crazy.
All right, Isaac. Well, we don't want to get you mad, so we'll just say thank you for calling. We appreciate it, sir. Every day this week on the Kevin and Bean Show, we are giving away passes to San Diego Comic-Con at the Convention Center. That starts tomorrow, of course, and runs through the weekend. They did our friend Zach Levi wrong this year by not allowing the Nerd HQ to be down there.
Agreed.
But you can't keep Zach away from San Diego.
Agreed.
This time of year. He just puts on like a stormtrooper outfit or something and just heads on ice. Like, what are you going to do? You don't know it's me. He just sneaks in there. He's stealth Zach Levi. And he joins us back on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock right now. Hey, Zachary, how are you?
You guys realize you're just starting a whole bunch of rumors right now.
That's what we do.
We are.
You're not making this easier for me, Kevin and Bean.
Right, but that's what we do. You know that.
We are so into unsubstantiated rumors. Come on. That's our stock and trade.
A couple of rabble rousers.
What would you like to set us straight on, Zach? What are we wrong about so far?
Well, there's a couple of things. I don't know that we can exactly say I wasn't allowed to do Nerd HQ, although, you know,
they ran you out of town on a rail.
They said, hit the road, Jack.
What would you know, Bean? You don't even show up anymore.
Right?
Well, that's actually
amen.
True. I guess I'm just, I'm sad. It doesn't seem like Comic-Con if you're not down there with your awesome Nerd HQ. It became our favorite part of the whole experience.
Maybe you just misunderstood. They said hit the road, Jack, and you thought he said Zach.
Oh, wow. I don't know if it's, I think it's too early for a pun that bad.
Okay.
Honestly, I don't know.
I accept that.
So listen.
Zach, hold on. Your phone was cutting out right there. We couldn't understand what you said. Start again.
I was saying every year you guys have been so kind, and you have literally, you know, you've had my show. I mean, you know, even outside of Comic-Con, but during Comic-Con this time, you guys have always been so, so awesome. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. But I will say that it is weird not being able to do Nerd HQ this year. However, I am hosting Sci-Fi's coverage of Comic-Con, so I get to do some panels within that. I get to still host three parties all weekend long, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night for fans and for towns and everybody else.
By the way, Zach's parties, if you're going to Comic-Con, Zach's parties are the parties to go to.
Yeah, that's the way to go. Yeah. The way to go.
They are very, very fun.
Yeah.
And for everybody out there in the public, Thursday night and Saturday night, it's open to you guys. Come by, swing by. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then also on Friday night, I'm going to have, like, from 8 to 9:30 or something, I'm going to have a charity auction. It's a live charity auction about an hour and a half. Just auctioning off random crap that I'll sign or other celebrities will sign, and all of that goes to Operation Smile. So we're still going to get a lot of the elements from Nerd HQ, even though Nerd HQ wasn't technically able to happen this year.
Understand. And by the way, Zach does so much great work for charity, and particularly for Operation Smile, and it's a wonderful, wonderful charity. You should definitely check it out. This guest lineup you have for the Sci-Fi show is unbelievable this year, Zach. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. We've got all kinds of, they did the show last year. Will Arnett hosted it, and I was actually on it with Will last year as one of his panelists, and I had a ball, and they wanted to do it again this year. And I said, cool, you know, let's try and up that ante a little bit more. I'll go to some of my friends that I do Nerd HQ with all the time. So, let's see, we got Craig Robinson and Adam Scott. Actually, am I allowed to talk about these things?
You're allowed to. We figured that you would know because we don't know.
And their show, Ghosted, looks so funny, too. I can't wait to see all about that.
Yeah, it looks really, really funny. And I've known those guys, you know, through NBC, you know, passing through the years. And we've got a ton of great other panelists from shows like Battlestar Galactica and my friend Karen Gillan from Guardians of the Galaxy, and she's going to be obviously in the new Avengers Infinity War. She's going to be on the show.
Charlize Theron is on the list. The cast of Doctor Who. Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. Is Jodie Whittaker, Theron, the new Doctor, going to be there?
I can neither confirm nor deny these allegations.
Okay. All right.
But I can confirm that Charlize Theron is on the show, and I can also confirm that I might have nothing good to say at all because I'm just going to be just entranced, just staring into a beautiful face.
That happens.
She's also the most successful person I've ever interviewed in my life. I think she is an Academy Award winner, so I think that tops my game as a host.
We've had Charlize. We've been lucky enough to have Charlize on the program many times over the years, Zach, and you are right. She is, first of all, she's the nicest, funniest lady in the world, and as you mentioned, so talented. But she's so beautiful that it's hard to concentrate because she does. Yeah. I know we sound like idiots here, right, Allie? But she doesn't seem real. She's a different human.
I mean, she's fine.
It's like Allie, don't lie. It's like looking directly into the sun.
It's almost like you can't even see her. It's too much beauty coming back at you, and it's blinding. And it's not okay. It's not okay.
Exactly.
I can't wait to hear Zachary Levi not be able to speak. That's going to be
great. It's going to be magic.
You shut your mouth.
All right. So Sci-Fi presents live from Comic-Con. It's going to be Thursday through Saturday night. Now, help me clear this up for me, Zach, because I was wondering this yesterday. So it says 11 p.m. on Sci-Fi, but is that going to be 8 p.m. for those of us that have, like, DirecTV or something? We'll see it at 8?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Above my pay grade. I believe it's going to be 11, 10 Central. I believe that.
All right. Can people come down to where you are for this?
Yes, they can. Okay. However, I believe all the tickets are already gone.
Oh.
They tickets online to fill out our audience for the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday shows.
Okay.
And I believe they're all gone. However, there still could be a waiting list. So if you go to sci-fi.com and go tool around on there, you might be able to find something.
All right. Final question for our friend Zachary Levi on the phone here on K-Rock. And that is, Lister Paul writes in, who says, I know that Zach is playing the villain in the Psych reunion movie. Can you please ask him about that? Is there anything that you can say, Zachary?
What can I say about that? I had a great time. I had a great time shooting it.
He didn't ask if you had a great time.
Well, yeah, no, that's him saying something about it.
Okay.
At least.
All right.
So it is. Dule Hill and James Roday, who, by the way, are also going to be on Leopard Comic Con down here with me. Those guys are just, they've been great friends. They have come and done Nerd HQ for many years. We've all been kicking around the idea of, you know, being able to work with them. They tried to get me onto their series before it ended. That didn't happen. But then they wrote me this awesome role. And they really trusted me. And they shouldn't have, because I went crazy.
Oh, it sounds like fun. And that comes out Christmas time, if I remember correctly, right?
Yes, it's going to come out on Christmas, and I play a very different character, very, very different character, and I had a ball. It was really a lovely time, and it'll be something very different than anyone's ever seen me do, so tune into that.
Cool. All right, sci-fi.com for all the details on this week, Zach's live work from Comic-Con, and at Twitter is at Zachary Levi. You're the best, man. We'll see you down there. Thank you.
All right.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 8:53.
All right, what do you got?
No, I just wondering how everybody's going to celebrate when we get off the air. How's everybody celebrating?
Celebrating
National Hot Dog Day. It's National Mother Effing Hot Dog
Day.
Yeah,
it is.
Probably have
get
a,
some dogs.
Have a hot dog.
Yeah.
Is that what you're calling them?
Yeah. What I wonder what the Kevin does call them. Let's look back.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
They said we put the jam on the meat dogs, and I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
So I tried it, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
So thanks.
Turns out they know what they're doing.
For National Meat Dog Day, for bringing us in those meatballs. We appreciate it.
Did that sound right to you coming out of your mouth, Kevin?
No.
That was no. A moment with Kevin.
I forgot it was National Meat Dog Day.
Yeah. Meat dogs.
I'm glad you found that and brought it back.
By the way, it was Meatball Day.
Yeah. Too.
That day.
Yeah. Even
let's
worse.
Not forget,
even worse.
Let's not forget that our friends at IKEA brought in, I think, Swedish meatballs.
A ton of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Swedish meatballs for us to eat because it was National Meatball Day.
Yep.
Right.
Shut up, Chip.
So that takes on a whole new dimension when you think about that.
All right.
What?
I've never seen Chip this excited.
Chip, can we play that again?
Since
it is National Hot Dog Day, and you know.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
They said we put the jam on the meat dogs, and I was like, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah.
So I tried it, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
So thanks.
Turns out they know what they're doing.
For National Meat Dog Day, for bringing us in those meatballs, we appreciate it.
Did that sound right to you coming out of your mouth, Kevin?
No.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Meat dogs. That doesn't work on any level for any holiday.
Right?
No, that's what I'm saying.
How wrong can you be? How wrong can one person be?
That's what I'm asking you is the question.
And I'm saying all wrong.
Hey, listen, heads up, everybody. Tom Holland and Zendaya are not dating, okay? Stop it. Stop.
They're driving around
Stop
together.
Stop pestering those two.
In his car, just the two of them, though.
They're friends.
That doesn't seem like... Usually if they're just working, like doing publicity, there'd be other people with them, like chaperoning.
So two people can't be in a car?
Well,
not to be Mike Pence. What's happening up there?
Is mother and it's not there with you in the car?
I'm just saying they're young, attractive people.
But they're saying they're not dating.
Well, that's
and no one's believing them.
Of course that's what they'd say. Because they
Why
look like,
of course would they say that?
Because they look, first of all, they're both single people who are spending lots of time together alone, and they look like the type of people who would be attracted to one another.
They look like the type of people who would be attracted to one another.
Because he has a penis. She has a vagina.
Here's the thing about Bean. He loves love.
Yeah.
I do love love. That's true. I do a lot of shipping, and in this maybe all that's going on here. But I think they're a cute couple, and I'd like to see them together.
But what about the fact they say they're not dating?
He missed that part of the story.
No, I heard it. I just am not sure I believe it. Maybe they don't want it to. They don't want to go public yet. The relationship is too young. They don't want to complicate the press tour with those kinds of questions.
Oh, but think about this. Maybe they're telling the truth.
Mm.
Yeah. What about
anyway,
that?
Zendaya did complain that last Monday they were driving together in the same car, which, of course, according to Bean, means that they're boning.
Proof. Sure. Proof.
And a paparazzo gave them chase and even stopped on the freeway as they were trying to lose him, causing quite a dangerous situation. So she's asking everybody just to back the F off, Bean.
Right.
Right?
Well, quit having sex with Spider-Man then.
Well, sad news. Chris Hardwick has lost one of his 14 television shows. Yeah. Comedy Central and Chris have agreed to cancel at midnight. At least that's what they're all saying.
You don't think it could possibly be mutual?
It could be, sure. But it rarely happens where everybody comes together and says, you know what? Let's agree to stop doing this show.
Yeah.
Either it's highly rated and the network says, no, no way, you're not going to stop doing that show. Or the network says, you know what? Maybe it's time to move on.
I can see both. But he's super busy. I could also see him not being able to keep up with that schedule.
It's not going to affect him one bit. He's got, like I said, 17 different shows on television. The series finale is now scheduled for August 4th. Daily Show contributor Jordan Klepper will be hosting a new late-night show in its place that will start sometime this fall. That Jordan Klepper's funny. Funny dude.
Mm-hmm. I thought we were supposed to have him on.
Look, what are you yelling at me for? Am I Jordan Klepper keeper?
He's on next Wednesday.
I think you are.
I'm not a Klepper keeper.
I think you are.
What's he's on hell? Next Wednesday, July 26th. Next Wednesday.
Okay.
Oh, okay, go.
Can you stop now?
Yes.
Bean thinks he's dating Spider-Man, too.
Yeah. And Cisco's back. You remember Cisco, right? In 1999, he had a smash hit song called The Thong Song. Well, he's put that all behind him. And he's got a brand new song for 2017. And it's very exciting. I'm very excited to have Cisco back. Here is his brand new song with a brand new sound. It's Cisco.
Baby, show that thong. I like it when the beat go. Baby, make your booty go.
Sorry, I had the old song. I didn't know
new
one.
That's the brand new song in 2017.
What?
Yeah, it's his brand new song.
But it's the thong song again.
But it's got this sound. It's got that sound in it. The other one didn't have that sound in it.
I feel like it's very different. They did make it worse. Feel like.
It's a new, revamped, reworked version of his song, The Thong Song. Done by a Norwegian production group, JCY. Here's the thing. They just didn't take his track and then, mess with it. They had him come in and remake the song so they could do a new version. So I guess it is new, but not really.
Right. I would like to point out for people who weren't listening 2 hours ago that Bean thought that Cisco was the one that wore the thong.
Yes.
Seriously.
Want to put that out there?
Yeah.
Bean thought the thong song was about Cisco wearing his thong.
In case you missed that.
Paying attention.
Right.
Yeah. In 1999.
Cisco.
I missed that year.
Cisco said, I thought it was dope and figured maybe it was time to put new rims on the Bugatti. I don't know whether he's talking about freshening up his song or actually he owns a Bugatti and he needed new rims, so he had to record this in order to afford them. Not quite sure how that works, but there you go. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Anthony Edwards is 55 years old today. Benedict Cumberbatch is 41. Jared Padalecki is 35. And John Jones, Martian Manhunter. And also a fighter for the UFC, is 30 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Celeste Colmenares is probably not how she pronounces her name at all, but I'm going to say it's a win.
Sure.
She is just what a pair of California Neighbor Passes, Universal Studios Hollywood. We've got them for you all day long here on KROQ, all week long, in fact, at 9 a.m., noon, 3, and 6 p.m. Muggs, I'm glad you're here. You're a lifelong Los Angeles Dodgers fan. You're born into a Dodger family, right?
I bleed blue, baby.
Tell us the story of the Kirk Gibson home run. This is how we came to love Mama Muggs.
1988 World Series Game 1. I was 5 years old with Mama Muggs and Papa Muggs. Just about the bottom of the eighth, the Dodgers were down 1-0.
You were at the game.
At the game. Mm-hmm. I don't remember it, but this story has been told to me many times. And they were losing, and my mom can't watch them lose ever. She can't stand it, even in the first or second
inning.
She doesn't
have faith that maybe they'll come back.
Zero.
So you missed the Kirk Gibson home run.
Only one of the most probably iconic baseball moments in history.
You
missed it.
Where were you at that point?
We were at Yang Chow in Chinatown.
So you left Dodger Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And you went to eat Chinese food.
Yes, sir.
And Kirk Gibson hit the home run.
Mm-hmm.
At least a waiter didn't have to tell you what happened.
Oh, no, the waiter told us exactly what happened.
Okay, all right.
And we have learned, by the way, Muggs isn't lying when he says that his mom will not watch the Dodgers if they fall behind. She will turn off the game if she's watching it on TV and it's the first inning and they go down 1-0. She's like, well, that's it. That was gone.
She's the worst fan ever.
It's ridiculous. So
before we go to her on the phone, let me just say, the Dodgers are not only the best team in baseball this season, they not only have the best record in the MLB, they've won more than twice as many games as they have lost. They have just, as of last night, their second double-digit win streak in a row. They've now won 10 in a row right now. They are on pace, Kevin, to win more games than any team has ever won in the history of baseball in one season.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
All right? That's where the Dodgers are right now. Now, let's hear the theme song, and let's find out how Mama Muggs can poop all over that.
Mama Muggs, Mama Muggs, Mama Muggs, she's one badass, too. Mama Muggs, Mama Muggs, Mama Muggs, she hates the Dodger blue. It's time for Mama Muggs, give me some Mama Muggs.
L'chaim! Hey, Beer Mug's mom, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, everybody.
I know they haven't won the World Series yet, and that's the goal. But you gotta be feeling pretty good right now as a Dodgers fan.
Bean, did you hear?
I heard it.
I know they haven't won the World Series, and she went,
Come on, Mama Muggs, you're happy right now, aren't you?
Don't you think they're peaking too early? Remember what happened last year with the Giants.
We had a conversation yesterday, and Bean said, seriously, how will Mama Muggs be able to put this in a negative light?
I'll tell you.
I put my money on you, Mama Muggs.
Their rotation has a lot of liabilities, and they can't go to the World Series with five pitchers who are stable. You have Mr. Blister.
Right. Rich Hill. I know you got some problems with Rich Hill, right?
Rich Hill. And you have McCarthy, who's shaky. Ryu is bad.
Ryu is coming back, by the way. He's been out. He's doing some rehab in the minors. He's coming back. People feel good about him.
That's right. He had a poor little sore on his toe, and he couldn't pitch.
Wow. Coming hard.
And McCarthy is shaky.
But what about the fact that they've won all these games?
Yeah,
what about the fact that they, in the last 34 games, they've won 30 of them? Where are the holes in that rotation?
Well, they just rely on the bullpen. You can't go to the World Series relying on five innings of pitching. Hill only pitched five innings last time, the day before yesterday, and he went back into the dugout, and everyone was congratulating him. Wow, what a win at five innings.
Okay, but let's also remember that it's not only a defensive game, it's an offensive game, and they're not just relying on pitching. They've got so many hitters that are so hot right now. You look at Corey Seager, you look at Cody Bellinger, you look at Justin Turner. I mean, you are putting runs up.
Yeah, but how long can you sustain that? I think they're peaking too early, and I'm afraid what's going to happen to them happened to the Giants last year. They just tanked.
I mean, that sort of is every sport. Every sport, you don't want to peak too early.
Because it's a long season, right?
Sure. But you do see signs that maybe your team will make it all the way as well.
Well, you need a stable bullpen, and the only one who's stable is Jansen, Kenley Jansen. And no team will want to pick the starting pitchers because they know their liabilities and their weaknesses.
So you got some trade. Why don't we go ahead and trade that Alex Wood, who's 11-0 as a starter this season? Why don't we trade him? You're okay with him?
I'm okay with him. He's even better than Kershaw now. Kershaw's a little shaky. He hasn't pitched his normal.
He's 15-2.
I will not stand for this blasphemy.
You know what? 15-2. That's kind of weak.
15-2.
2.07 ERA.
That's kind of weak, Mama Muggs.
All right, Mama Muggs. I will name someone, and I don't think there's anything you can say bad about him except maybe he doesn't know Seinfeld. Cody Bellinger, right? He's the future.
Yes, he is. And how long can he sustain that?
He's
22. He hasn't hit a home run lately.
Oh, my God!
He's only hit 26 of them since April!
That's... He's only been up since April. He's hit 26 home runs.
And he started later than everyone else.
Yes, right, that's so what we're saying.
So it's more impressive,
right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think that he's going to cool off.
Okay.
That's what my, you're the my worst, prediction is.
You're the worst fan that has ever existed.
Why can't you just enjoy this, Mama Muggs?
I am enjoying it, but I also have doubts. How can you go into a World Series
okay, wait
with
a minute.
A starting rotation? Well,
listen, everybody has doubts about their team making it all the way because it's the most difficult thing to do. But there are signs along the way that your team might get there.
But these are realistic. You have Mr. Blister who could tank
right.
any
okay.
day.
All right. Yeah.
I
Look.
Mean, you have Ryu.
All right.
You don't
Mama
have-
Muggs, here's oh, what's going on. Here's what's so going much. On here. Here's you have to look, this is the Golden State Warriors. That's what we're dealing with. And fans mm-hmm. in Oakland, it took them a while to realize that they had an exceptional team. And just enjoy it and go all the way and go on the ride and let's win a World Series, Mama Muggs. Come
well,
on.
Let's do it, but I doubt they will. I doubt they will.
You know, we're going to call Mama Muggs the day after the Dodgers win the series. She's going to go, yeah, but you can't win two in a row, man. It's so hard to repeat.
Yeah, what about next year?
All right, Mama Muggs, keep doing what you're doing. We love you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye now.
Mama Muggs, Mama, Mama Muggs, Mama, Mama, Mama Muggs. She hates the Dodger blue.
LNOC's Alternative Rock. This is the world-famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 938.
Paging Mr. Garman, paging Mr. Ralph Garman.
You know, we got Ricky Gervais on tomorrow.
Yes!
Really?
How about that?
That's great.
Shocking,
he's,
right? He's your comedy favorite, isn't he, Kevin?
He is, yeah. Do you think he knows? I mean, do you think he knows he's on our show and then he's going to realize it and he's going to go, oh, I don't want to do that.
We've talked to him before. He was a lot of fun the last time we had him on. He's very...
Oh, he's great. I'm worried about us, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hey!
I was thinking about you this morning because...
Oh, all right, here we go.
No, this is something I think you're going to...
Right? Katy Perry?
No.
You go, girl.
I think you are going to agree with me that it has been super fun this morning to be reading about all of the 10-year anniversary of Mad Men articles that are being published. Today, 10 years ago, Mad Men first aired on AMC, one of the greatest television series of all time. And the internet is just chock full of... fascinating facts and recapping Don's best pitches and these are the best episodes and things you didn't know about Mad Men. And it's just been really fun kind of living in that world again for
I mean,
a minute.
One of my friends was on the show and I didn't even
have
know
you seen
that
one
was
article,
happening.
Ellie?
Not one.
Me neither.
I've seen like 10 of them.
Okay,
not
but
one.
Don't assume. I think you'll agree with me to say that we're all reading the same thing today. We're not. No, who would assume that?
Didn't because even
I
know.
Because I know how much you, like me, love Mad Men.
I think it's safe to assume you had the same breakfast that I had.
I mean, but what? It is over.
Did you enjoy your French toast? I didn't have any French toast, Bean. What? It's all over the internet. Everyone's eating French toast.
Ten 10 years ago today.
No one cares.
Mad Men. Yeah, that's a great show. Ralph, at least back me up that it's a great
Absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely. And I'm happy to know that it's the 10-year anniversary. But there's a different way to present that. It's less
Everybody's
insane.
Reading it as we all know.
Did you know the pilot was the
we
only episode that
it.
Was shot
Stop
in New York?
Stop
all
that.
The rest of the series was shot in Los Angeles. Only the pilot was shot in New York City. Thought was interesting. So happy anniversary, Mad Men.
That was Beans. You should put that on your next podcast.
Oh, don't think he won't.
By the way,
he'll play a clip from I Love Lucy and go, wait a minute, no, I'm talking about Mad Men. Not I Love Lucy.
Ralph, there is a groundswell among our listeners now that I've dipped my toe in the podcast waters to hear from somebody else whose name is on the program.
I was pressuring him in the other
100%
room.
100% has to happen.
I said,
no
where's
interest.
Your podcast? He went, I'm very busy. I'm like, come on, doing what? Well, I run. I run a lot.
Come on, meat dog.
Come on, meat dog.
You run a lot.
I asked him, what are you doing? You're so busy.
I got a lot to do.
You don't?
I do.
And when you say you run a lot, meaning like you marathon run? So literally you're on the road 8 hours a day?
Ralph's just being funny because I said I run, that's all. I don't do it all day.
You don't, but you're not busy.
I have a lot of plans.
You're not that busy.
I have a lot of plans.
Of everyone in this room,
right?
I'm guessing your schedule is probably the lightest.
You don't know that, though.
I do know that.
But you don't.
Wait,
but I do.
Am I in the room?
Yeah, you're in the room.
Okay. I feel like maybe one.
I'm going to spend most of the day reading articles about...
You're not going to read anything.
You never
read. Here's the thing. You never read. All you do is watch old soccer games
and loud movies, and then that's it. Then you do this show 4 hours a day.
I'm going to read about Madman. That's going to be my day.
And how long could your podcast be?
Right. How long could you keep
3.5 minutes?
A thought. How long could you talk about a thought?
Come on, Kevin.
It'd be a castlet.
Meat dog.
It's not happening.
Why isn't it happening?
One of the things I have to do today is I'm going on Adam Ray and Brad Williams' podcast. So I'm doing that today. So I'm already doing a podcast. What do you guys want from me?
Didn't see that coming.
Make a note to get that audio once that's all finished.
How dare you?
Yeah. Huh. Interesting.
I missed it twice, and so they said, you want to try again?
You missed it twice?
I did. I didn't show up when...
Didn't show up?
You committed to be a guest on their show and then just didn't show up?
I mean,
well, he's very busy. He's very busy.
I'm very busy.
Is bad. That's bad form because they're counting on you as content for that episode.
It's busy being a dick.
Yeah. It's
apparently.
It's I laugh some things off. That's not funny to me. So because I was a dick.
Well, at least Brad's not and Adam both are not personal friends of yours that you disappointed.
Right. So,
but really, if you ask Kevin to be a guest on your show,
that's on you, right?
Yeah, aren't you asking for it?
Thank you.
Well, I think we don't let this go, guys. I think we demand a meat dog podcast.
I agree.
That's what I think. All right, let's take a look.
Eating with the meat dog. The new podcast.
Some food.
For those of you who wonder why we're calling him meat dog today, why don't you give me a little love over there, Chip?
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
They said we put the jam on the meat dogs, and I was like, what are you talking about? Yeah. So I tried it, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
So thanks.
Turns out they know what they're doing.
For National Meat Dog Day, for bringing us in those meatballs. We appreciate it.
Did that sound right to you coming out of your mouth, Kevin?
No.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Did you just decide not to go?
No,
podcast day came around.
I got caught up in my physics lecture.
I mean, you go, I know I'm supposed to do that thing at 2, but I just won't show.
No, I would never do that.
How did it work?
My mind's a sieve, and I just forgot, and I felt terrible. I would never just go, I'm just not going to go.
So then you rescheduled it.
Right.
And in your mind, you thought, well, I got to go to that one because I already hosed them once. At least I'm going to go to that one. Then what happened the second time?
Running.
I was working on the Hadron Collider.
You didn't just forget the second time.
I mean, we should move on.
Is it possible?
I'm doing it today.
Should someone call and remind you? I'm probably nervous.
Damn it, man. Is there anything you don't know?
All right. Time for the show, Miss Peters.
What's your favorite Agatha Christie novel, Kevin? What's your favorite of all?
Murder
of
on the Orient Express. Who's close? Who's close? I'm going to take that as a win.
Which express? Where they on?
The Orient.
Did you say Amazon?
No, I just messed up the word Orient. Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm going to take that as a win, though.
Okay.
Is that one that you did?
It actually is, Kevin.
So
yes,
suck it.
You're absolutely right.
So Suck It was another one.
Yes. It's her last one, I think. Her unfinished work. Agatha Christie's So Suck It. Ordeal by Innocence is one of my favorites, and I was happy to see that Amazon is picking up a TV series based on that novel. Here's the cast, by the way. How about this for a cast? Bill Nighy, all right, already in.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Already in. Alice Eve.
Oh, I love her.
Catherine Keener.
Yes.
Love her.
Luke Treadaway. You love him,
I bet, yeah.
It's a great cast. It's about this big, large family, and the black sheep of the family is accused of murdering the matriarch of the family, the mother. Although they soon find out it's not possible that he could have committed crime. That means everyone else in the family is suspect. And little one by one, we start figuring out who the murderer is. And it's a great book. And Amazon has picked up the rights to 7 other dramas based on Agatha Christie's works as well. So you're going to see a lot of mysteries on Amazon.com soon. So.
All right.
I thought that was interesting. Is that all right with you, B?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, good.
All right.
Chris Hardwick's going to have a little bit more free time in his life. Not much. He and Comedy Central have come to an agreement to cancel the series at midnight after 4 years. The series finale is now scheduled for August 4th. In its place, Jordan Klepper, who used to be on The Daily Show, is a contributor. He will be hosting a new late-night show, and that is slated to start sometime this fall. So, finally, a little late-night comedy, right? A little show talks about current events and late-night.
We do need that.
Boy, a big hole in my schedule. It's like, how come nobody's doing news-based comedy at nights anymore? So, finally, we'll get that going. And another day
Another win for Wilmer Valderrama. Inexplicable to me. Inexplicable, this guy. Sorry, I just spit on you, Allie. Inexplicable. He had a TV show, what, in the 50s? When was that show on?
I think it was...
That 50s show, right? It was in the 50s?
70s? I think it was the 70s.
It was in the 70s. Okay, it was on in the 70s.
No, that I was think just it was, about the 70s.
Oh, I'm sorry. In the 90s, yeah. It was about the 70s.
But he had one show.
Right. Right.
What's he done since?
A lot of hot actresses.
That's what I'm saying. He's just boning the hotties all the time. Yeah. His newest girlfriend is Chantel Jeffries.
Don't know her?
Just give her a bell, Bean.
Yes. Let's just assume. She's ridiculous, by the way.
Yeah.
She is 23. Mm-hmm. He's 37. And she used to date Justin Bieber, so we know she's got taste. Yeah,
she's damaged.
Her job? Beauty and fashion vlogger.
Oh,
She's a beauty vlogger.
Sure.
By the way, not a thing, not a job. Not a job, Chantel. She just puts pictures of herself looking hot up on the internet, basically, is what she does.
He has previously dated Demi Lovato.
Yes.
Mila Kunis.
Yes.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yes.
Minka Kelly.
Yes.
I mean, come on. Mandy Moore.
Yeah, it's an all-star team.
Misha Barton.
This is ridiculous.
Lindsay Lohan. Ashley Simpson.
Katie Cannon.
Avril Lavigne. Rihanna. And a whole bunch of them that are just models that are not household names.
Yeah, it's just smoking hot women that you would lose your mind if you saw, but wouldn't know their name.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a brief rundown of his past conquests.
And his total career was playing a candy dispenser. Pez.
Yeah, just being Pez.
Just Pez. His head would snap back and a little piece of candy would come out of his throat. It was unbelievable.
It was Fez.
That's a hat, Kevin. It's ridiculous. It'd be ridiculous.
I was in a movie with him.
What? Okay, hold on. Time out. Time out.
What?
I'm calling it. Calling a time.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you, no, no, no. You're right.
You have the floor.
Tell us. I had no idea, first of all, that he made a movie. Second of all, least.
Yeah, I.
Of that is that you were in the movie with him.
I was in a movie.
Yes.
My one and only movie. A lovely man named Paul Feig gave me the part in this movie.
That's a big-time show business name you just threw down there.
Yeah, he was watching me on the news in Salt Lake City and said, she's funny.
Yes.
I'm going to write her a part for this movie that I still haven't seen.
You have never seen the film?
I've never seen the one movie that I'm in. I'm very busy.
Again. I know. You're like Kevin. Yeah, very busy. You got it going on.
Everyone should watch it. It's out every holiday, and I get tweets every Christmas.
Is it called Pez's Christmas?
Nope. It's called Unaccompanied Minors. Delightful flick, I've heard.
Isn't that the one where the kids are left behind in an airport?
They sure are, Bean.
No, that's Home
Thank
Alone.
You.
Who's? No, this is in an airport. I have the soundtrack.
I hate everyone on the show.
Well, it's a Christmas movie. It has some Christmas songs on the soundtrack.
Okay, yes, Chip, let's go home.
Hold on a second here.
I'm Ralph Garman.
Wait, why have you never seen the movie, Allie?
I don't know.
You're friends with Paul Feig. You love him. Why
love
wouldn't
him
you watch
so
the
much.
Movie?
I don't know. I've just
said. If you're in only one movie.
Yeah. And then my friend Roberta bought me the movie and said, you have no excuse. And I'm like, I know.
Why won't you watch it?
This sounds like some sort of psychological damage. See you, Chip.
Bye, Chip.
Chip's out of here.
No. Hey, Chip.
Chip, we're not done.
Yeah, this is not, I haven't got around to it. This is you have some sort of hang-up. There's some sort of hang-up going on here. There's a hang-up.
Is there?
There's a hang-up. Yeah.
Do you think it's unaccompanied minors?
We need some listeners to watch that movie and screen cap it for us.
Agreed.
We've got to see that. That's weird, Alex.
I know. It's real weird. I don't know what it is.
Why won't you watch it?
I don't have a DVD player now, so I don't know.
You have a laptop computer?
Oh, yeah. I do have a spot on the side.
Yeah. Usually those, you can just put the DVD right there in the computer and you can watch it.
Okay. Was Valderrama...
is something.
It's really weird.
Was Wilmer Valderrama
something behind
in your scene? Were you in a scene with Pez?
No.
Okay.
How many scenes were you in?
I think one or two. I'm the one that...
Was there nudity?
I think I don't remember.
Was there explicit nudity?
You don't remember.
I don't remember.
I feel like you would.
Yeah, not this one. No, I believe I'm the ones that alert the children to the baggage situation where they can go and look through all the luggage at the airport.
You know, if you watch the movie, it would clear that mystery up
sure
for
would.
You. You know
sure
exactly
would.
What you do in the film.
Not sure why I brought this up.
Because you need help, because it's a cry for help.
Do you think that's it?
That's exactly what it is.
That's crazy.
I heard Wilmer, and I'm like, I hope I get to just say it.
I hope I get some therapy.
Is this the thing?
Still a thing, Sam.
She's out of the room.
Hey, make sure you tune in at 5 o'clock today for a commercial-free hour. It's our friends at...
I'll do that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. Are you finished?
Are we done?
On your drive home today, listen to a commercial.
Hold on a second, you guys. Unaccompanied Minors is available on Amazon. You can stream it.
Mm-hmm.
Lewis Black is also in the movie.
Yeah, what?
This is crazy, Allie, that you're dropping this on
a secret movie star.
2 years in, you dropped this.
Am I on IMDb there? Do you see my name?
I don't know about that. But
should we do a Ralph's Video Vault?
Oh, she hasn't watched it, but I have to? Is that what you're saying?
That's a good point. That's not fair. On your drive home today, let's do a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, we have an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Jim Rome talks sports like we do on Thursdays. We also check in with Dr. Drew. We've got your passes for Comic-Con, and comedian Ricky Gervais will join us as well tomorrow morning. Right?